Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsor, Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody had a mighty fine weekend. A lot of racing is going on around here in the state of Texas. So, hey, that's what we aim to do. We're going to have some folks on, talk about some grudge racing, some upcoming events, past things that went on this weekend in the racing world. Also, we're going to have CompuCar. Ernie going to come on and give us a tech tip. The man himself, one of the nicest people, nice fella. And we're going to talk about some things tonight, which direction we want to continue to go in with the grudge game. And also, on the nice topic, we want to speak about some things that we need to love in the grudge world. Since people are traveling from state to state, we want to make sure we be careful. People are running for pots and shootouts, and people are picking a man and going down on them 101. That's what this grudge game is all about, man. It's a whole lot to bring action for the fans and the racers, and it's about fun. Promoters and tracks, you know, got to continue to try to work together to make this possible. In the meantime, when some of this stuff take another direction, we need to take a hard look. Is this direction we wanted to go? Me personally, I don't think so. You know, hey, when stuff comes up, there's a lot of smack talk go on in the grudge gaming. We all know that. That's what it's all about. That's what makes grudge racing so exciting. But when it becomes personal, as you all know, we had some things that was put out that went all across the world, in the drag racing world, and I say that stirred the buzz. We want to make sure we keep that in perspective, man, and don't let it become personal. And we want to talk about some of that stuff tonight, and we want to get some people on, because me personally, that's one of those things that we need to try to prevent, if all possible. But before we get to that, you know, we're going to let Ernie Wynn come on and give us a tech tip. And then we're going to have some folks on to talk about the past weekend. But before we get Ernie on, well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead on and get the tech tip man himself on, CompuCar, Nitrous, Ernie Wynn. Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, Tracy, I tell you what, it's a lovely day. We finally got over the rain. We've had 15 inches of rain in the last 2 weeks. I tell you what, I'm getting web feet here. I feel like a duck.
Like a duck, huh?
Yeah, it's been nasty around here. They got a couple of races canceled because of the weather. They're trying to get those things rescheduled, including one of the IHRA division races. But, you know, like you said, you said a mouthful right there in your introduction about don't let it get personal. I've seen some situations where it did get overboard, and, you know, everybody, some people got a short fuse. Never try to get a situation where you get personal with stuff. You know, that creates more problems than anything else. But to start the show tonight, a couple of little tech tips that going to hopefully help. Speaking of the tech tips, last week, last Wednesday after the show, I want to thank everybody for calling in. We had about a dozen people calling in and wanting some help and advice. Hope I was able to help y'all out there. Anytime you need me, like I say, just give me a call. That's what I'm here for. I love helping people. But tonight we're going to talk about one of my real pet problems I have is people that are heating bottles with torches. I've probably talked about it before. Like I say, it's one of my pet problems. And if you're using a torch to heat a nitrous bottle, if you look at the decal on it, most of the time you see burnt decals. The bottle, if it's laying in its normal position where the neck is in a 30-degree angle, if they're heating the back of the bottle, what you're doing there is not heating the liquid. You're actually heating the bottle itself. The bottle may finally get warm enough to heat the liquid, but by the time the contents gets warm, the bottle itself has sustained stress fractures. It's like a piece of crystal glass. You may not see that first little stress crack. Heck, you might get by with it for 10 years. But once it decides to give way, it's a catastrophic thing. I've seen people get killed with them. I've seen houses get destroyed. Buildings, one of the shops here locally had a bottle that exploded that took about a 3,000-square-foot shop with 6 bay doors and made it look like a balloon. Proper ways to heat a bottle that are approved is a warm water bath, bottle heaters. If you turn a bottle heater on, I don't care if it's a warm water bath or anything, you've got to check your bottle pressures. And remember, your bottle pressure gauge doesn't work unless the bottle is turned on. So you've got to make sure that, okay, I'm fixing to heat the bottle. Do I have a pressure on my pressure gauge? Look at it. Turn the bottle on. Look at it. It's 800 degrees. We want to get up to 950 to 1,000 degrees. Put on the bottle heater. Turn it on. Watch the gauge. Don't walk off and go get a hot dog. If you come back, you may not have a car. These bottle heaters get extremely hot. You can boil water with them. So it doesn't take but just a few minutes to get that bottle up to pressure. And when it gets up to pressure, the whole bottle, the contents, the liquid inside, the bottle itself, everything is about the right temperature. If you got a bottle that's standing straight up, you want to make sure that the bottle heater is installed about an inch to inch and a half from the bottom of the bottle. The liquid in the bottle is now settled straight down, so you have a column height of about three-quarters the length of the bottle. You want that blanket around that liquid, not up high, so it'd be into the gaseous or the head pressure. These are, you know, a couple of things you need to look at. I had some questions about what type of purge should you use on a nitrous system. You know, you see people that go out there and put on a purge, look like they're playing a steam calliope. The only purge that's needed is if you're hitting the purge button, as soon as you see the white frost come up from the tube, that's all that's needed to make sure that the gaseous nitrous in the line has been vented. You've got liquid all the way to that point. So from that point on, the only thing you're trying to do is you're starting to control bottle pressure. Yes, you may bump it three or four times to let it off. But if you get some people that want, you know, purge a dozen times, if you weighed the bottle before it went out and after the purge, some of these guys will purge 2 or 3 pounds of nitrous out of their bottles. Once you do that, you're actually reducing the volume inside the bottle. So the liquid is less, and the head pressure starts trying to take over. What you'll get is a rapid drop in bottle pressure when you're on a pass. This will cause a rich condition in your motor. So you want to make sure that you, once you do a purge, that your bottle pressure is where you want it to be. Most systems, whether it's NOS, SpeedTech, everybody, runs between 900, 950 to 1,000 PSI. You stay in that pressure range, every system out there is going to work like it should, the way it's designed. You got any questions, Tracy?
Hey, I'm fine, Ernie, man. I want to call and get with you about something, but, you know, hey, if any guy have a question for Ernie, you can push the one button now. He's always open to answer questions. So if you got a question about nitrous or anything for Ernie, push the one button now and let you speak with the man himself. So,
I appreciate it. One thing I got to do, Tracy, and I tell you what, Birdman and them got on my tail last week. I'm going to have to eat crow. Little Mo did not win the race. He was prepared. He was there. But, you know, there's no excuses for not winning. If you don't win, you're a loser. So Mo did a good job. I think he went out there and represented. He's been talking continuously about how well everybody received him out there. He enjoyed it. He just had more fun than he could stand. He's one little tired puppy when he got back home, but he's ready to go again. And he just had nothing but great things to say about the racers, the fans, the track. He said the track was awesome. The promoter, everybody was just did a wonderful job. And I want to thank everybody for the way that he was received. And, yeah, like I say, okay, Birdman, you won. Batman, you won. I take a whooping. You're right. Hey, but you know something? We'll see you come the World Shootout Challenge. I think it's going to be July 5th, 6th. I'm not sure on those dates, but Rockingham, North Carolina, I am going to do my best to be there. So, and we'll bring some stuff up, hopefully be able to pump your bottles if you need any nitrous, parts, pieces. And let's spend some time together and talk. I want to meet everybody. I want to put a face to the name. That's what it's all about, building friendship.
That's right. That's right, man. World Brothers National, as you know, man, rocking hell, man. We guys stepped up, and we putting on this great show that never happened. It's going to be going on July 5th and 6th, man. Hey, make your plans. Get ready. It's not far away. We're going to Rockingham, and like I say, Texas is going to go and represent well. Hey, Sharon, we got any hands up? Anybody got a question for Ernie, right? You know, anybody, we got any hands up? Anybody want to ask Ernie something? Push the one button right now while we got Ernie on. Ernie, you can get your phone number out for the ones who don't know it. But question one, you got a question you want to ask Ernie anything about nitrous, he's here to ask you questions.
Okay, you, Chris, anytime you, you... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ernie. There were no new hands up. Go ahead.
Okay, if you got any questions or you want to talk to me about anything, like, say, even a sounding board, sometimes it's just good to have an independent ear. Give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-648-7687. For Ray Charles, like I always said, that's 1-800-NITROUS. NITROUS. If you got a nitrous question, who do you need to call? 1-800-NITROUS. Easy enough. I'll help you every way we can to get you online and hopefully get some of your problems straightened out. We've been here for 40 years. We've probably seen most of the problems. And you can get lost on a tune-up. That's one of the biggest things we have seen with most racers. Most racers are beyond belief on what they know and how they can do it. But you get lost on your tune-up, you get lost in the forest, it's hard to find your way back. You start grabbing at things. And that's the worst thing you can do. A phone call may save you a set of pistons, may save you a transmission. And we can help you with other things other than nitrous. Myself or Scott King, who's also here with me, is my partner, extremely intelligent. He's tuned about everything that can be tuned. He's tuned the pro mods around here. He's gone out and done a lot of the grudge racers. If I can't help you, if I'm not here, Scott's the man to talk to. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay, appreciate it, Ernie. Okay. All right, yes, guys, that's that, Ernie being every week giving us tech tips. So what we're going to do now, man, we're going to let the folks come on who had race this weekend and talk about the race and what went on in grudge racing world. So, Cheryl, hey, let's go to the line and let the folks who pushed the one button, if you had a race, you want to talk about it, or if you was a promoter, a track owner of a show, you want to talk about your event, push the one button now. We're going to let you tell the grudge fans how everything went. I was sorry that I couldn't make it. I kind of got sick at the last minute here, and I couldn't make the event. So, hey, I don't hardly miss many, many grudge fans that goes around here in the state of Texas. I'm going to try to be at one of them. And, boy, I tell you what, for me not to be able to be out this weekend, I was feeling kind of down on one end. And on the other end, I was really, really sick because I love going to these grudge events. That's just the way it is. But sometimes when your body telling you you can't go, you can't go. So sometimes you got to listen when the old body. I ain't a spring chicken as it used to be when I was 20. So sometimes when a little pressure get up, you got to just kind of lay back and take it easy. It's always going to be another day. So, hey, with that being said, I apologize, everybody. I just couldn't make it, but I will be at the next and upcoming ones, God willing. So, hey, we're going to go to the line, sir, and see what we got. Talk about the race. What we got?
Okay, we'll go ahead and do Batman had an event this weekend. Batman, your mic is open.
What's going on? Hey, Ernie.
Yes, sir.
I need to get, when I get down there, I need to get my cheeseburger, my fries, and my Pepsi.
Man, you got it. You got it.
I don't want to do no talking till I get that first, and I told you it was going to happen. But you know what, though? Man, I talked with Lil Mo myself, man, and Lil Mo, he's pretty cool, man. I like him as a person, man. You know, like I said, he's just a grudge race like everybody else is, and I appreciate him coming down here to Texas anyway. He's doing some song, you know. But once again, man, we appreciate all that. But, man, we had a good show down at Dallas Raceway this weekend, man. Plenty of people there, man. We had over 18 grudge races out there. And, man, we had a couple of one or two footballs come down there. One of the guys come from he says he's from Australia because he so sound like it because he talk like it. But anyway, I appreciate him coming down. And I got to get a shout-out to a lot of my guys, man, that came to support, you know, Batman's event, man. I know it was tough. You know, I know they made their decision, and I'm pretty sure they made the good decision. But like I said, we had things jumping down there, man. And I guarantee you what, everybody enjoyed themselves, man. Like I said, we had five all-downs, man. I guarantee you what, man, Dallas Raceway did their thing, man. They kept the track hooking. And, man, you know, I got to get my hats off to Dallas Raceway, man, because, man, you know, a lot of people always had a bad rap with Dallas Raceway. They were on hook and this and that. But Ken and the rest of his guys, pit crew, I mean, the pit men down there, man, they took care of their business, man. And like I said, we had a 5-0. We had a 580 down there, and it all paid well. Everybody was happy. Everybody got big trophies. If you want to see the video, it's on badboysandtexasracing.com. And I guarantee you what, man, we appreciate everybody coming down and doing that thing, man. Matter of fact, old Batman got him one. Old Troy out of H-Town, man. We're going to do it again, baby. I know you thought I wasn't going to beat you, but guess what, man? We're going to keep on grudging. I'm going to give you more action, man, because you said you feel like you won, but like I told you, man, I wasn't the invisible man who turned the beam on down there, just the front end. But regardless of the fact, man, we're going to do it again. We appreciate it, man. I appreciate all my boys down here in Dallas, man. Seahawks. Man, Trojan, all them boys, man, they had a gang of people come through that, man. Night, man, they had their own party down there, and they was doing their thing, man. So we had a party up front, we had a party up back, and everybody was happy, man. So appreciate it, guys. I got another event coming up in July, man, down there, man. Let y'all know what time it is. And trust me, you do. Pay attention to the board. We're going to do this again. All right, Trey.
Okay, man. All right, Sherry, who we got next? We'll talk about the event went on and a race and stuff like that. Who we got next?
Hey, James.
Oh, Trace, before you do that,
yeah.
Before you do that again, Trace, let me say this too. Man, I appreciate Alicat and Harrisville coming down there giving the show with Nightburn, man. That was a great race, man. It was a head up race, man. It was all the way down to the wire, man. They, like I said, you know, he picked up the money, man, and man, I can say one thing by heart. You've been having proof of his car for a couple years, man. I've never seen that ball car run down the track like I did then, man. And it was very, very impressive. So, y'all better look out for heart.
Well, Batman, I'll see you at Rockin' Am if at all possible. Like I say, if everything is going good, I'll be more than happy to. I'll buy you 2 hamburgers. I feel so happy about it.
Okay. All right, no problem.
All right, big man. I'll see you there.
All right.
Okay, Sherry, let's go to the line and see what we got next. Talk about an event or talk about a race they had this weekend or something like that.
We've got Gene with North Star on. Gene, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, man. Hey, Ernest, man, I know you'll see Mo sooner than I'll talk to him, man, but I'll tell you what, that whole group that came with them, Mr. Charles Green and all of them, man, they're all class acts, and I know Texas was happy to see them down here. They got one fast car, I will tell you that.
I tell you, Charles is a great whole team is just a great bunch of guys. They're good people to have out going out and running. They enjoy having fun, and that was a long ride for them. When they left there, they said that somebody stepped up and fed them before they left, put them on the road with full stomach. Said the biggest problem was staying awake on the way back.
I don't know about that, man. Blaine talks a lot. That dude, he'll keep everybody busy.
Yeah, that was really enjoyable. I enjoyed I got some videos back on Friday when they did the first couple of shots, and then I got more video back on feed, and I was giving him some tech tips on what I saw on the videos, and I mean everything goes good, but then everything is running good. Then what happens? Transmission goes away. I tell you,
yeah.
It just
well,
I know
well,
the
I'll tell
feeling.
You what that car it flew it, right off the trailer. I mean when he unloaded, he went down the track, and that says a lot about who they are and what they do.
Yeah, he's a great chassis guy and everything else. You know, 007 ain't a bad light. I mean, he was right there.
No. It'd have been one good race if it would have happened, you know what I mean? But there was a lot of people that came out. You know, Birdman came out, and, you know, they messed up a converter. That wasn't in their plans, and, you know, there was a little mishap with Jekyll. But other than that, man, there was real good racing. Man, there was a ton of racers there. I'm not even going to start to thank anybody because I don't want to leave nobody out.
That combination of Jekyll and Hyde, that's some bad puppies there now. Man, that was impressive.
They ain't messing around.
Whew. Goodness. That was impressive. You got some nice cars out there.
Yeah.
just sucks.
They're real class acts as well, man. I'll tell you what, Jeff and Matt and their crew, you know, they just, they're here to please the fans, and that's what they want to do. And when
the burnouts they did would look like Nitro Funny Cars going out there. I mean, I think Lil Mo and them just decided to see if they could get to the finish line doing burnouts. The first race was the burnout race. It wasn't the actual race. I think they were trying to see who could beat each other.
Yeah, no, it was a great show, and like I said, man, I mean, Texas was happy to have them here. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I wanted to do for myself. I wanted to do it for Texas, and I'm glad they came down because it says a lot about the grudge scene and, you know, them traveling to Texas. It meant a lot, and I'm glad a lot of people went by and told them, you know, how much it really did mean for them to come down because we've been waiting a long time to try to get the East Coast people down here to, you know, realize that, you know, Texas does have some fast cars, you know, and we are for real, and we want to step the game up just like the East Coast does.
Well, I can promise you, you got everybody's attention. You know, I was kind of not discounting the cars, but, you know, you see so many of the cars around here that are just, people are just flying. And, you know, they're just back-to-back racers. They'll run 3-4 days a week and travel any amount of time. Y'all did an excellent job. Beautiful cars. The facility was beautiful. So, you know, get you back south, and I'll buy you a hamburger, too.
Let me correct Gene. Man, the Texas game been stepped up. They just not figuring it out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, we're going to figure that out come Rockingham, ain't we?
Bring that
belt. We're going to find out.
Texas is going to be coming down the rock and fully loaded for bear. I tell you that. We bring some of Texas best cars down there. And, you know, hey, we coming down there and hopefully we're going to show up and show out. So that's our plan, man. Everybody's getting ready to come down there. And this will be the first time since a couple of years that we went that way to meet some guys a couple of years ago. But we coming this time, we coming with more than it. Man, it's exciting. We're looking to prove a point to the people on the East Coast that, hey, they ain't the baddest or the best when it comes to grudge racing. Texas got a lot of bad guys, man, and we're going to represent. As you know, you've been seeing a few of them with Matt and Jeff going out there a few times, and also Roy James and Tree Man and myself went out there last year, and a couple years ago we took a slew of them halfway and went to Mississippi. So, hey, we coming all the way to Rockingham, so it's a long ride for a whole lot of folks, and hopefully we can return. Hey, like I say, man, I'm working on something right now that's going to bring a lot of guys out this way for the event that's going to be coming up, the Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. Me and Showing Up Racing have stepped up and got Grudge Inc. coming out here, and we're going to put a big showdown at Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. The Grudge Inc. family got cars from all over. And sure enough, got them from the East Coast. So, hey, we better mix it up, man. So we're going to see what happens. So, hey, we're going to just do what we do with the grudge racing. So, hey, but I'll go to the lines. And, Gene, if you finish, we'll go to the next call, see what they got to say. If you want to say something else, Darnie, if you finish, I kind of cut you off there.
No, it's no big deal. Like I said, Ernest, if I could, I would make that event, man. But we got a giant 4th of July race down here ourselves. It's fuel altered against the Pro Mods. It's one of those buggy things and cars with doors. You know, they're always battling to see who's the fastest. Well, we're gonna find out that on July 4th, on the weekend of July 4th. So it'd be 5th and 6th. But anyways, no man, I like I said, just tell Mo. You know, we had a blast. Thank you for coming down, and I know that's a long drive. And like I said, Texas does appreciate them coming down and representing the East Coast because that's what they did. And everybody knew it was going to be a race because I'll tell you what, that last pass he hit, I don't know what he ran, but I'll tell you what, man, it was moving.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's
for sure.
One thing I want to let you know is on that race up in Rockingham, we're planning on being there and having nitrous available for the racers. So if they do come out, we will do our best to have nitrous for you at the track. We'll be able to fill your bottles, anything you need. We should have it on the trailer.
I hope you got enough bottles because there ain't number nitrous things down there.
I tell you what, I just got in a shipment of 500 bottles. I believe I could even make you bend your knees a little bit.
Okay, we're going to go to the line and see what the next caller got. Sharon, who we got?
Elvis, your mic is open.
I'm sorry, I closed the mic.
Wait.
I think he pressed the one button by accident, Tracy. Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, the comic?
Hey, what's up, Bushnell? How you doing?
I'm dry, man. It's a little shit in the queue to listen to the show, man.
You get it right
here, Bushnell.
Huh?
Glad to have you here, man. Good to talk with y'all racers out there.
Yeah, I was down there, we was down there in NASCAR, man, had a good race up there, man, had a lot of time, a lot of fun, you know, it was a good night for racing. I heard it was racing going on all over there, that is racing over there, and I heard Sunday they went over there to Canada and did some good grid racing, too. I seen that clip of the Butler Boys and Tony Dawn over there. I was a close-ass race. I seen that close-ass race over there for Harris. And Nightmare, well, like, that was a close one, but look like Harvey spit something out on him, and his shit on the end on that last one, so I don't know what he did on that left side, but hope he ain't hurt nothing too bad. And I was down in NASCAR down there, and trained a few times on my car trying to step my game up so I can get ready to, you know, try to go up there to the Rockingham race up there, and I stumbled up on something myself, so I was going to have a little grudge race up there, but some guys were having problems with their cars, so, I mean, you know, of course, I didn't approach them if they was having problems, you know, because I know nobody ain't going to race their car having problems. But shit, other than that, man, we were just doing like we always do, Texas style, man. You know, that's all we're going to keep doing down here.
I hear you, man. That's what we aim to do, man. So, okay, man, we're going to see you again. Got something to say before we move and start talking about the nice topic. What's up, man?
Let me say one thing, Trace. What is all over with? Bushnell, I'm going to tell you something. One thing I can say about this whole situation, man, I got to give my hats off to my boy, my video man, man, Jay Schaefer. Man, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that don't understand this, and I told Jay Schaefer a long time ago when we first started this, because he started it with me when I started doing all this promoting and everything. And we started with nothing. And I guarantee you what, man, it's a lot of people don't understand that even if you don't make it at the track, that man right there, man, he's going to have that video, man, and he's going to be there, man, if it's possible. He always stuck beside me, man, and I got to give my man a talk off him, man, because a lot of people wouldn't be able to see what's going on if it wasn't for him, man, in Dallas, Texas, man. So I got to give my ass off to him, man. Oh, yeah, I'll be looking at that, man. If I'm not somewhere, I'm always trying to see what everybody else doing out there. And I know everybody always out there doing something somewhere, man. It's all kind of shit everywhere going. I mean, hey, we ain't just talking here. I be all on the East Coast finding out what they doing over there, man. I be on top of it, you know, all the time. So I know what you mean. So that video, man, I know that's where it's at, man. You got to appreciate that because you can always, you know, see what happened if you wouldn't eat now.
Okay.
Tracy, I'm going to let y'all go. I got to cut out of here. And I want to appreciate y'all invite me into the doghouse, and hopefully I'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay, we'll do, man. Appreciate it.
All right, do appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, we got anybody else? I want to talk about a race that happened this weekend. We got another hand. Want to talk about that? If not, you know, we're going to start talking about something I think really needs to be discussed here tonight. So if we have another hand up, you want to talk about it? Upcoming race, if you had a race this weekend and you want the Grudge World to know about it and it wasn't mentioned, push the one button and tell us who has your car off or whatever. So we want everybody to be recognized in the Grudge scene around here. We want to put the names out. It might be some new callers out here. It might be some fans out here that was at the event this weekend that had a good time. Fans are important part of what we do, and we do what we do because we love to do it. And we also love the fans that come out and thank them for coming out supporting us. So any fan, you don't have to own a race car. You can just be a fan, a supporter of the Grudge action. We want your voice to be heard just as well. So if we got any fans out here who want to speak about it, they had a good time at a race this weekend, push the one button and let us know you enjoyed what happened in the Grudge Racing scene this past weekend. So, hey, this show is for everybody, fans as racers. So don't be afraid to push the button. If you don't have a car, you're a fan, you're still a part of the Grudge game. And if it wasn't for you guys, hey, it wouldn't be possible for us to do what we do. Nobody want to go out there and race by themselves without fans screaming and hollering and kicking and talking crap. So that's what it's all about. So I want to just make sure I extend invitation for you also. Okay, Sharon, if we don't have another hand up, we're going to start talking about tonight's topic. And I hate to bring up this topic, but I've been getting so many calls about, hey, this need to be discussed. What's been going on with this? Where is it going? How are people feeling? This is Grudge Racing, man. We can't have that. That caused problems. Now, everyone out here know. Everyone out here, and for the ones who don't know, may not be aware. I'm going to bring it up because I'm like this here. I'm for information and I'm about the grudge scene and trying to make things better. And there's got to be somebody that has to try to be a voice to try to be able to speak to everybody and try to keep things fair as possible. So, hey, I'm a guy that, you know, hey, regardless of what it is, people text me, some people calling me.
Hey,
talking
don't get to the business.
Hold on, Batman, I got this. Just hold on. I'm a person, if you call me about something you think it needs to be discussed, everybody's important in this Grudge game. So I will bring it out and put it out there and let the Grudge world know, and we can try to make some sense, as they say, out of some of the nonsense that go on. With that being said, there was a post posted on Facebook by a well-known racer that I feel was very inappropriate, and it was personal. I do not like to talk and bring up nothing without getting that person on the phone. So, Sharon, Tony Thorne, if you out there, can you push the one button? Or, Sharon, can we call Tony? Because I don't want nothing to be said where Tony can't come on and defend himself. I'm just a man that wants to be fair with everybody, and I don't want to be speaking about nothing that a person out here defending himself. So, Tony Thorne, if you out there, can you push the one button? Because the statement was put out there that I think was, me personally, I think it was a racist statement that we do not need in this Grudge game. Man, we come too far to try to build this, and we don't want anybody on any side to start making those kind of statements because it affects all of us. Now, I had an opportunity to speak with Tony himself, but I want Tony Thorne to come on here and address the Grudge world because he's a big name in this Grudge racing, and he travels all over also. And, you know, you have people all over who's concerned about such statement. Even though I spoke with Tony and Tony denied it, I want Tony to come on here and address the race world because that's something, man, I don't think that we need in this game. And if anybody feel the same or think it's something, what can we do about it? Push the one button and let's talk about it. But I would really like to get Tony on here. I did speak to Gene about it because a lot of the statements was started out because the two races was happening on the same weekend and people wanted people to go to a certain place, so they were speaking, trying to get people to come to certain events. So with that being said, it started some rumors and some words and some stuff being said about different tracks and stuff like that. And I know Gene don't want to put a bad name on his track, so I called Gene and spoke with Gene as well about it because Tony is a big, whether you know it or not, everybody else knows it, Tony speaks highly of North Star. So, I mean, so I spoke to Gene about it, and it is what it is, but we need to address it. I hope I can get Tony on. She's trying to get him on now. So if anybody else want to start out talking about it, you can push the one button and let me know what you think about it. We all got to work together to try to combat some of this stuff when it happens. Man, people are going to always get upset. People are going to always get hot, and they're going to say stuff. But we want to make sure, man, we kind of keep it in the word and form of grudge racing and not let it be a personal attack on nobody. So if you want to discuss, you want to talk about it, how do you feel about it, hey, it's just an accusation, man. I want Tony Thorne on here so he can speak for himself. If anybody have a say-so, Gene, I know you're on here and you want to speak, but, hey, push the one button and we're going to go to the line and we're going to see what people think about the statement that was put out that went across the world in the grudge racing world that affected people in different ways that we need to try to get this up under control. So let's go to the line, sir. Okay. Push the one button if you want to talk.
That's it. Chase, let me start off because
Batman.
For one thing.
Batman.
Hold on, Batman.
Batman, hold on a second. Tracy, I tried to call Tony twice, and I couldn't get him, and his voicemail was full, so I couldn't leave a voicemail. I'll try to call him again in a few minutes and see if he'll answer. But as of right now, I can't get Tony.
Okay, if anybody out there can get Tony on their phone on 3-way-4, please do. I really hate for something to come up and be talking about Tony and Tony not on here to comment on it because it affects Tony more than anybody because the post was on his Facebook page upon his name. So, hey, Batman, if you want to go ahead.
Yeah, let me finish addressing this. Really, if anybody want to know, I'll tell them the truth about it. It was addressed to me, and the thing is, like I said, it wasn't just addressed to me, it was addressed to all of us because the way he worded it, I know it was Tony because, like I said, on my board, man, a lot of people don't know, man. I follow IP, and I know everybody IP. I know how they write. I know what they type. I know how they do their commas and everything. So I'm sure up on my board. Trust me. I don't say nothing, but I guarantee you, I know who you are. And Tony knew this before. He knew this before. I know who everybody is on that thing. But I'm not the one starting no trouble because I don't want no problems in this race. But like I said, once again, it was addressed to me, and it was addressed to us as black folks, as niggas. And I'm going to keep it like it is, and I'm going to keep it real. Now, Tony been racing with me 25 years, and Tony called me a nigger. Tony, the only person you ever been racing with is nigger in the grill.
Batman, just say the N-word, if you don't mind, just say the N-word. That, you know, I know you're trying to keep it real, but let's just say the N-word. Let's say it like that.
Man, you know, Tony, you know, I mean, Tracy, that's all good and dandy, man. That's fine, man. But once again, man, I'm very outrageous about that, man. You know what? I saw Tony Sunday at the track. Tony walked right by me like nothing happened. So to me, yeah, to me, honestly, I really feel like he don't give a goddamn. Honestly. So you know what? The deal is, he got a chance to apologize, and if he don't, okay, no problem. We'll have a problem with it. Because you know what? If someone say that they didn't do it, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to call that person and say, hey, man, that wasn't me. I don't do this, however, but I did not get not one phone call from Tony, man, at all, man. Matter of fact, he got on the race board and said what he had to say and put his name behind it, and he said what he had to say, and if Bart has something to say, he can call me. So, I mean, what is that all about? Because one thing about it, though, like I said, it ain't just me hot at him. You can believe that. N-word is hot at him about him around here. And I'm going to say this again. It's kind of sad because he so-called promotes or speaking out of North Star. And once again, I don't have no problem going out there doing anything for him. But he really put a bad name on North Star because that's who he's been representing. So I don't know how they're going to clean that up or how they're going to do it or how whatever. And I hate to say, gee, I'm sorry, you in the midst of it too because the thing is, like I said, I'll go on your board, and I guarantee you.
Hey,
like,
Byron.
You say
Byron.
You got,
Byron.
Hold on, think.
Byron.
You say you got to
hey,
go on your
hey,
board.
Hey, hold on,
let me finish.
When he said it, you were talking next, Gene.
Byron, if nobody would tell you to be quiet, you would never be quiet. That's just a fact, okay? Now just hold on and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Byron.
Hold on, Byron. Mute no mic. Gene, let Byron finish, and then you can take all the time you need to address Byron. That way people can hear what everybody says, because both of them start going, nobody hears. So, Byron, you say what you're going to say, and then when Gene starts talking, Byron, you give Gene the same respect and let him say what he got to say.
I don't have a problem with that. What I'm saying is, if you know that this is on your board, why, and you say you control your board, why is it still on your board? See, I don't understand that. And just like with Martin, you put all this stuff about me on your board. If you say you over, you have control of the board, if you're not going to cause no trouble, why are you still continuing them to let them do that on the board? If you go to my board, your name is not even mentioned on my board. You know what I'm saying? Martin's name is not even mentioned on my board. Nor turn it on. Now, you go on my board, I told you, I put this on everything. Go on my board and look at it. Nobody's name is mentioned bad about on that board at all. Because you know what? What they ain't going to do is let nobody talk bad about nobody on that board. Race talk is one thing. Chit talk is another. Personal
really?
Is another, man. That's the reason why I'm so pissed
really?
Off about
you ain't gonna let nobody. You ain't going to let nobody talk bad on your board.
You
ain't going to let nobody talk bad on your board.
On your board, right? Wait a minute, you say
you know what?
Your board, right? You say you got to control your board, right? If you got to control your board, why is all that stuff is still on that board? And that's the reason why it's still on my board.
No. First of all, whack. You sound like a damn duck. Just shut your damn mouth, let somebody else talk. That's your problem.
You shut your damn mouth. I'm a grown man. You don't tell me shit, my motherfucker. You shut your goddamn mouth.
That's your problem. You never let anybody else talk.
I'm a grown motherfucking man. If you want to talk to me, you talk to me like a grown motherfucking man. Don't talk to me like
a grown
man.
And I have. I have tried to talk to you like a grown man, and this is exactly how it always ends up.
You
can't talk to you that way.
Talk to me like a grown man. Don't talk to me like a motherfucking boy.
See what I said? You try talking to you, Byron. No, you can't talk to you because you never... Be quiet and never let anybody else talk. I've never, hey, Byron, not one time. See, here we go. Tell me when you're done so I can talk.
You go ahead and talk.
Done?
But talk to me like a man,
okay.
Though.
I've never, ever disrespected you, Byron, ever. Not one time I've ever said anything bad about you, okay?
Ever.
When I had a problem with you, hey, when I had a
Batman, he respected you. Hold on. He respected you and let you talk. Now, when you let him get everything out that he's got to say and then you respond, because every time he answers, if you go back, we can't hear you. Honestly, we cannot understand a word either one of you are saying. Now, go ahead, James.
All right. I've never disrespected you. Anytime I had an issue with you, what did I do? I picked up the phone. Did I not? I called you or I texted you. Did I not?
You sure did.
Okay. So don't get on here and say I'm disrespecting you because I've never disrespected you. Yes. I have control of my board. But you know what? My board guy is out of town, broke down on the side of the road working on stuff, so he don't have time to get on it, okay? Understandably, yes, that stuff's been taken off. And the post that you're talking about where it's got the N-word in it, you know what? It made it to my board before it made it to your board. Did you know that? Well, I did. You want to know why? Because I put a post on there afterwards, and I said this simple. I will not or we will not allow this kind of crap to be on our board or talked about on our board. We will not allow it. Hopefully you will look at it. It's going to be on here 30 minutes, and then it's going to be gone. So don't even bring it back up. Don't talk about it because this has nothing to do with racing. And I took it off. It never went on again. Then it went to your board, which it's still on your board and Hitmob's board today. I called Tracy. I had Tracy call you. Hold on. I called Tracy. Did I not, Tracy? And I said, Tracy, please call Byron and take that off them boards. I said, the only thing that does is create hatred. And there ain't no hatred that needs to be in the scrub game.
But why you just call me? Because Tracy can't speak for me. Why you didn't call me?
Why didn't I call you?
Yeah.
Because
you said you'd be calling me, Tracy. But you said you'd be calling me, Tracy. Tracy can't speak for me. You know what? When you call me, I respond to you. Am I not?
Let me ask you this. What is the difference when Tracy called me and I talked to him and I said, hey, You need to call Byron and tell him to get that crap off the boards, because that stuff ain't good on the board. It ain't promoting grudge racing. It is not promoting grudge racing. This was a
disease. Tracy can't speak for me. I speak for myself. You been talking
I understand
that.
I understand that. Hey, Byron, I fully understand you speak for yourself. You're a grown man. I understand that. But to me, I take offense to that post that's on the website that is out there to create hatred. We don't need hatred. We need everybody working together, and that's the problem with this whole deal. And if this whole deal would have went down and I left the message for Summer and all that stuff, and I told her, I said, you know what? What would have been real good is if y'all would have wanted to work with me and we could have made a two-day, two-track event out of this deal instead of trying to bash everybody and try to say, I don't know, I'm not accusing you or anybody. I'm just saying, somebody was constantly saying, oh, Little Mo paid punk out money going to Crandall. I got phone call after phone call after phone call, and I'm going, what? I said, it's new to me. And you know what? If it wasn't you, wasn't your crew, that's other hatred out there. And you know what? We don't need this hatred out there. What we need is grudge racing, come out, have a good time, because if you don't have a good time, that's what it's all about. And that's where everybody is getting off. Hey, you know what? Smack talk is smack talk. That's all it is smack talk, because if there wasn't no smack talk, there would be no grudge game, period.
Don't tell me
to treat you like a grown man, because I ain't never not treated you like a grown man. When I had issues with you, I addressed you.
Talking to me like I wasn't. But the only thing I'm saying, Gene, is this. I'm going to say it like this. Once again, you got your boy Martin that's on that board continuously talking about me day after day after day. I guarantee you, if you had plenty of room, if you stop him from doing that crazy shit, you want to keep it. You know why I have this shit is kept on? It's because of Martin.
Talk a little slower and quieter. I'm telling you, you're just yelling at yourself. I can't understand you. If I can't understand you, nobody else can.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is this. He keeps that bullshit on your board. There's not enough room to do no grudge when he keeps the bullshit on the board. One thing is this, I'm going to tell you, the reason why I keep my board on monitor is because of Mark. Because he put that bullshit on that board, man. And I'm going to tell you, as a racer, as a grudge racer, nobody want to hear that shit, man. And one thing about him, tell you something. I've not told you that. I never not wanted to come up to North Star. I came up there before when me and you had a problem. And I told you once again, just because we have a problem, that's me and your problem. It ain't the world's problem. And what I told you, like I told Tony Dawn, he can't speak for you. I speak to Gene for myself. And then like I told him once again. But for him to sit up there and do that, and he's going to call himself to promote for you, then it's going to make you look bad as a track owner, man.
Anybody that knows me or knows anything about my track, anybody can walk up to me, and I'm friends with everybody, and anybody that's ever met me has a good time. I can guarantee you that.
I'm not saying that. Man, I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to tell you is this, man. That stuff he put out on Facebook, man, it reflects towards you as a person, as a track owner, simply because, man, this man was supposed to be promoting for you and helping you out, but he's putting it.
So let me ask you a question, Byron. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you keep saying that it reflects me and North Star. Okay, no, you know what reflects me and North Star is me, my family, and that track. That's what reflects North Star. All y'all are grown men. What y'all have issues with, y'all have issues with. That's something that y'all need to discuss and need to figure out, because you know why? Because all that stuff's been going on for a lot longer than I've been owning North Star. So
man,
don't try to bring me. That's
Gene,
the problem.
Gene,
everybody's trying to. No.
As long as we've been racing, that word it never came up and about, man, at no track.
Hey, Byron, let me explain something to you. Hey, Byron, you know what? I don't like the word. I don't. But let me tell you something. Go back, look at most of the videos. You know, there's a bunch of colored folk that say that word, you know, but evidently somebody says it and somebody takes it. You know what? Only something goes as far as somebody wants it to. If it would have been deleted off your board immediately, off Hit Mob's board immediately, you want to what? It wouldn't have went as far as it did. But it went as far as it did. Hey, it's the same thing with Martin. Every time he gets a chance, he's gonna mouth you. That's just Martin.
But you say you control your board, though. You say you control your board. What control
every,
your board,
every, then? Yeah,
Well, I guarantee you, I can put on there what I want to put on there. You can do the same thing. You want to kill this? You want to kill all this? Control your board.
Hey, there you go again. Slow down. Slow down. Talk normal.
Control your board. Like I said, that's the reason why I did what I did in my board, because of Mark. And I'm going to say this again. You say you want peace? Man, control your board. That's all that I'm saying, man. Everybody got a problem racing with you, man. Nobody got no problem racing with you, man. But when you, when people run your board and turn it on, you got Martin. You got all these guys out here doing this and calling us in, niggas, whatever you want to call it, man. Nobody trying to race with you, man. I'm just being honest with you about it, man.
Hey, ain't nobody got a problem with me. Only people that got a problem with me is one that's hate on me. That's it.
That's the only people that got issues with me
is those that are hating on me. And you know what?
Gene.
If those that hate on me, if that's how they want to live their life, let me explain something to you. I've been dealing with my dad and my mom having cancer. You want to know what? Just take a deep breath and you know what? Thank God for it. You know why? Because you might not have one tomorrow and you might not be able to go see another race tomorrow. You don't never know.
Gene.
Except today.
Gene, you're right.
Hey,
but you're right.
Let me ask you a question. When you were a kid, Byron,
we're going to go to the phone line. Let some other folks speak. And, you know, hey, I think y'all said enough to each other. Y'all know where we're going with this. But let's go to the phone line and see what some of those folks got to say. Sharon, we got some other hands up and see if we got some callers and I want to comment on something.
Undertaker, your mic is open.
How y'all doing out there? Hey, Batman.
Hey, what's going on, man?
They talk about people. They talk about the president. They talk about Jesus Christ. I know the N-word, that's really a harsh word to use, but we got to be better than that. We got to be better than that. Mr. Gene?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not Kmart. I'm not Target. Another Walmart, none of them guys like that. But Fuzzy Riley made those kind of comments, and he lost everything. So you didn't make those comments. But the gentleman is promoting at your track. I'm a racer. I have a race car. If he promotes a race and is at your track, I'm not coming. I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm not coming. That's the point Batman is trying to prove.
No, I fully understand that. I fully understand that. Believe me, I do. But the difference is there was hatred towards Byron before I ever even bought North Star. Okay? So that's like the war over there in Syria. It's been going on a long time, and it's going to continue to go on. You don't want to know why? Until Vegas grown-ups can sit down and fix their differences, which they need to do because there ain't the three or four people that have issues on this deal. They need to, as grown men, is fix their issues, not me. So
anybody that knows me,
if you ever come to my track, you would know me, and I guarantee it, you would never, ever think that I judge anybody. You want to know why? Because I take care of everybody.
No one said that you was a bad guy, but what you fail to understand is what we're trying to tell you is the person that's with you making it bad for you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody said that you was a bad guy. They never said that. To me, you had our differences, and that's what they were. Because trust me, if I really disliked you like that, I would never step foot in North Star again. But I'm just telling you, nobody said that you are a bad guy. I'm saying that you got people that's in line was supposed to be all right with you, going to be helping you, but they're putting it bad on you. That's what I'm telling you. That's the only thing I'm saying, man. Because trust me, I love going around all the tracks and races, man. But I tell you what, man, I'm going to say this again. People can say, oh, that's just a word, isn't that? Hey, man, there's people that fought and died over that word, man. And I'm going to tell you something. People say what they want to say, but people take that word serious, man, when you say it the wrong way, man.
That's exactly why I was removed from my website within an hour after it got posted on it. Why? Because that word, right there, it's just to me, it's ignorance. That's all it is. You know, if you want to allow it to be promoted, allow it to be promoted. But don't throw something back. You know, yes, I've known Tony 6-7 years. I've known him a long time. I known him back when he was packet racing. I know Tony ain't no racist.
Hold on, Batman. Gene, you've probably got a close relationship with Tony with anybody. And the bad thing about this conversation right now, it evolved around Tony. I know I've texted Tony. We've tried to get Tony in numerous times. Gene, you probably can get Tony on. The deal is Tony speaks a lot in the grudge racing world, and accusations been brought against him, whether it's true or not true. I mean, I think Tony, to show a little integrity of Tony, and he come on and just talk to the people. When you stand back and don't say nothing, you know, but you will still go post and ignore it, that's the thing about it that kind of makes it look bad. And like Batman stated, man, he just wants Tony to come on here. Man, if you say you didn't do it, come on here and apologize because it was done in your name. But for some reason, Tony failed to show up on the Grudge show, and the whole conversation is about him. And like you said, you speaking for your track, and you say you don't promote it and you don't like it, but as him being a friend of you for 27 years, I mean, if you would, please, can you try to get Tony on the phone to talk to the people, because it's going to still look kind of odd for Tony not to speak, but he'll be on the board tomorrow speaking against what somebody said tonight on the show. And
I know he's putting Will's motor together. I do know that. But what I'm saying is, I mean, I can't, you know, if Byron seen him on Sunday, why didn't Byron address this on Sunday instead of getting on a talk show radio and addressing it? Address it with the man when you're face to face.
But you know why? You know why I didn't? You know why I didn't? Because I probably would have punched him in his face. But you know what? I kept my composure, man, because you know what? Let me tell you something. Why do I got to address him when I know he did it? I didn't do it. He did it. So he should have been addressing me, man. Just like I said,
hey, Byron. Let me just say this, man.
When you do that kind of stuff like that, man, this watermelon and chicken and barbecue and all this, man, you reflect to the black folks, man. Come on, man. You know that, Gene. Hey. Come on, man. You know better.
I do know better. You want to know why? I do know better. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because my brother-in-law is married to a black man. I moved in with them when I was 18 years old. I moved to California, and he took me in like his own kid. So don't act like I don't know. You know, that's the difference. You want to know the difference is? It's because I love people. I don't see color. I see people. You want to know why? Because somebody can't tell me to hate somebody. You know what? I've got to learn. If they screw me, then they screwed me. But I'm not judging nobody by what nobody's word said or what anybody did. You don't want to know why? Because I'm my own person and I'm a grown man and I can handle it. You know, I don't. When I was a kid, my mom, I would go home and say, "Oh, such and such called me a name." She said, "Oh, damn, I didn't know names hurt you. Why don't you handle up on it?"
The only thing I'm saying to this, Gene, if that was my track and somebody like that was supposed to help me promote me, be as a person, I'm going to go and talk to them and say, man, you got to put this thing because you hurt me just as well, man. You know, just because you got a personal vendetta with this guy, man, you put me in there. This is what I'm trying to tell you. No one is blaming you for anything, man. But what I'm trying to tell you is respect on you because he's promoting for you, man. That's the only thing I'm saying, man. Nobody's putting blame on you.
Okay, go to the next call.
I am Ragtop. Your mic is open.
Yes. Hey,
how you doing, Tracy? Hey, how you doing, man?
Really like.
All right.
All right, sorry about that. I had you on speakerphone. Sorry about that. I was in the middle of doing something. I wasn't expecting it to come up so soon. But I just kind of want to address all that's going on. Well, all that's been said, rather say. I'm kind of lost for words, man. I was kind of, if a lot of people that might be listening, if they don't understand that, you know, most black people, African Americans, or whatever it is you want to call us, most of us think you, we have a lot of emotion. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of what you're hearing with Byron is emotion. It doesn't have anything to do with Byron per se. It's just that's how we are as black people. We're very emotional. But I don't think that Tony Thorne is gonna come on here, because I believe that I was always taught and heard that the mouth speaks with the heart, or how is it, however it goes. So I believe that whatever Tony Thornton said, that's what he meant. That's how he feels. I was taking notes. Far as the N-word causing hatred, hatred is already there. The N-word doesn't cause hatred. It causes animosity. It causes division. It causes a wedge between people. And that's why a lot of people has tried to take the N-word out. And like the guys were saying about the N-word, that a lot of black people use the N-word. So what's wrong with that? Well, for one thing, that's just, it's not a culture thing, but it's a thing that's come up since hip-hop days, and it's been embraced. But it's not embraced when a white person will say it, because it reflects the hatred that some of them may have against black people. And that's the reasons why that we are so emotional attached to that word when it's used by someone other than our race. I like the one caller said about the promoter. I believe that if Tony Thornton continues to promote North Star, I think that's going to be a wedge and a division among people. I'm not going to tell another man what he should do or what he should say. I mean, what he should do or say. But it is going to cause division. It's going to cause a wedge. It's not good for the grudge game. It's not. You know, I read on another board where Tony Thornton said something. He said that he wasn't going to lose any sleep. That's because that's what he meant. That's the reason why when you tried to call him, he wasn't available, because he's not going to be available, because that's what he meant. Like I say, man, I'm just pretty much lost for words, man, you know, because I talked to Batman afterwards, and he was calm about it, you know. That's because, you know, we was talking 101. But now that he's faced with what's going on, he's becoming more emotionally attached to it, which he should, because he knows what that word means and how that word reflects among his people. He knows. And that's like he said, you know, I've been talking to Batman, and, you know, over a period of time, this guy genuinely loves the grudge game. If you say anything about the grudge game, he's going to be one of the first people to come up and say something about the grudge game. He's not going to allow somebody to talk about the grudge game. Now, if it's something that's unfair, or somebody treated somebody or done something unfairly, I think Batman, truly, I believe that this person is going to stand up for what's right. And that's why he says 100. Because I believe at times he does keep it 100 from what I've seen. But like I say, I'm kind of lost for words, man, and I just want to say that type of behavior is not going to be welcomed in the grudge game. I think everybody already knows what transpired and what happened and everything else, but I believe that if he was to come on and make an apology, it's just something that you're going to sweep underneath the bridge, but it's always going to be there. It's already there, because he already opened his mouth and was immature to say something like that. Not just he said something towards Batman, but then he used other words towards other people like Summers and Chance. Bud Light and Sharon. And I don't, you know, that's you know, you take attack on one person, then you take an attack on other people too. Look at what's going on around you. A person is taking attack not on just one person, but people that's around them. What I mean by that is these killings that's been going on. It's hatred. And if it doesn't stop at the home, it's going to spread. And you got to look at what's going on around us. And that is not just in the grudge game, but in the world as in whole. And it's sad. It really is that, you know, that a person would attack one. If he wanted to attack Batman, then attack Batman by not using a word, but whatever else he wanted, however he wants to attack him. But you don't attack innocent bystanders or other people that don't have anything to do with Batman other than promoting a grudge race.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it's all, you seem like a very level-headed guy, and man, I'm glad you got on here and I'm glad you talked. You know, when this deal went down, okay, when somebody brought it to my attention and sent it to me, I called Tony and I said, Tony, what's up with this stuff on Facebook? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, this crap on Facebook about you posting, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to say the word, you know. I said, and he said, Gene, I seen that last night, and I don't know. I can't tell you how to get that off Facebook. And I said, okay, let me make a phone call. So I made a phone call. A guy told me how to do all that Facebook, take stuff off, whatever. I called Tony. He got it, and he took it off. It was off. Within 15 minutes after I told him what to do, how to do it. You know, he said his Facebook got hacked. Many people's Facebook get hacked. You know, I know there's going to be a big uproar and people say, oh, it wasn't. It was him. You know what? Let me explain something a little bit about Tony Thorne. Tony Thorne's been going to Yellow Belly since he was 5 years old. Tony Thorne ain't got a racist bone in his body. And that's what upsets me. That's really what upsets me. You know,
nobody
because
let me finish what I got to say.
Okay?
It's
the same thing. 4 years ago, somebody tried to say the same crap about Tony, okay? And it was sort of the same thing going around. But it ain't like it was 4 years ago when this deal went down. You know, now somebody else can speak words, and somebody else says, "Yeah, it was him." Well, you know what? I don't believe it was Tony. I believe somebody did hack into his Facebook, just like they did me, trying to do everything they could to me on my race this weekend, saying, "Oh, he ain't got this. This guy's leaving. This ain't happening. They don't have nobody there. This ain't happening." You know what? Let me explain something to you. That track is my livelihood. That's what feeds my family, okay? Everybody that owns or promotes, that ain't their livelihood, okay? So I'm going to take my track with as much passionate as I possibly can. I'm going to provide the best, biggest races that I possibly can. Yeah, there was a bunch of crap that went down, and you know, Byron knows what went down. I know what went down. We couldn't. It didn't work. He went back to Dallas Race. It is what it is. You know what? I'm a grown man to accept it. He's a grown man to accept that. But for some people that can't let stuff go, you know, that's like me sitting here saying you're an idiot. I don't know you, so I can't call you an idiot, okay? Whether you believe that or not, and then when somebody asks to take a negative post like that off, and then they don't take it off, to me that creates a little bit more hatred than needs to be out there. You know, I'm not going to sit here and, like I said, you can look at most of these videos out there, and there's some black people throwing the N-word out there left and right on the videos. You know, hey, you know what? None of that ain't good. None of it ain't.
Yeah, but okay. Now that's the other point that I want to make. Now, when you say you have to be clear of what you're saying, and you can't contradict what you're saying, because you're saying that the N word
is being used by other black people, and it's ignorant.
Oh, it's
so what
you're
saying that other so hold it now. So you what you're saying that other black people are ignorant?
No.
Okay.
What I was saying it was,
right,
it was a total
but
different
saying,
context.
Okay.
That would be like
right.
I was saying no. I was saying that's like me calling you an idiot. You know?
Right.
That whether you believe you're an idiot or not is up to you. Just because somebody calls you a name, it's the name. You know what? This is 2013. They were dealing with this stuff back in the 60s, you know, and I'm glad, I surely am glad we don't deal with that same crap today. Why? Because we're all bigger and better people than it was back in the day. I'm just glad.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but the reason why we're not dealing with it is because it's being brushed underneath the rug. It's not exposed. People are saying they're going around things. You never know until the nitty gritty hits the fan, and then it comes out how a person really feels about you because their back is up against the wall. You would never know. Just like Byron said, he's been knowing this guy for I don't know how many years. And then all of a sudden this comes out. Why? Because this is how he's always felt. It's just he just always held back. Now, I don't believe that this is the court of law. I don't believe in judging another person, just like what you were saying. You sound like a very intelligent person, and I don't know you, so I have a respect for what you're saying, and you're a business owner or whatever the case may be. But the fact is that we're not trying to judge anybody. That's not what this talk show is about. But it's about defending yourself. So I would have thought, because all of the times that I've heard Tony Thornton come on this talk show to not necessarily defend himself, but to talk about grudge racing itself, I would have thought that he would have been the very first person to push the one button, or been able to been the first person when Tracy's associate tried to call him to clarify what's going on. You know, it shouldn't have been I don't believe that it should have come to, you know, somebody having to call somebody five or
six times. He was putting a motor together, and he couldn't answer the phone.
Right now,
yes sir,
we want to hear from Tony.
Okay.
Your mic is hot.
I'm on the phone. What do you want? What do y'all want to know?
Yeah.
I don't feel that I need to get on here and defend myself or nothing. None of my actions I've done in life. People know me. They've known me for 50 years. Brian's known me for 30 years. I didn't put that on Facebook. But in my book, you know, it comes down to me and Brian talking on the phone all the time. And it comes down to this, what's your name, about me getting on the phone and defending myself? Who was this talking?
That was Ragtop talking.
That's Phil.
This talk show is not my whole life. And, yes, I was busy. And yes, I got on the phone as fast as I can. And what are y'all asking me? What do y'all want to know?
Okay, tell me. First of all, let me just say this. Since it was brought up, and I spoke with you because, you know, I probably was one of the first ones to call you to explain my position, what I thought about it, and ask you, you know, what the deal was, and you explained it to me. But more so, Batman probably want to say something to you or feel that you should at least call him. Y'all been knowing each other for a long time, and his name was mentioned. And the statement was mentioned about it. And for whatever reason, he felt like, well, if you didn't, why didn't you call him? So I think personally, you know, go ahead, Tony.
Okay. You said, why don't I call him? Why don't he let me get on his board and defend myself like I tried to?
Tony, you know what? You don't have to. What? You got my personal number, man. You know what, me? You've been friends for a long time.
What about the two weeks before that when I was trying to get on the board?
Man, you've been friends for a long time, man. We don't lost money together. We don't want money together, man. But somebody you said that came on there and did that to you, man, I would have been the first person to call you, Tony, and say, man, I ain't got shit to do with that. I don't know who did that. And you know what? I would have believed you, Tony. I wouldn't really believe you. But you let it go on, and then you saw me at the track and didn't say nothing, man. I mean, you just went right by me, didn't say nothing to me. What do you think? How you think I'm supposed to feel, man? Really?
I don't have nothing to say to you the rest of my life.
Okay, well, you know what? That settles it. We ain't got nothing to talk about no more than you.
You done Gene and Denton wrong.
Hold on, I'm talking here.
You done Gene wrong. You planned your race at Denton Raceway the 8th because they were trying to give your race to Atomic Dog. And Atomic Dog knows all about it too. Did I call Byron the N word? No, I didn't call Byron the N word.
Hey man, you said you ain't got nothing to say, so you done. I'm done.
Huh?
You said you ain't got nothing to say, so you done. I'm done.
We're done.
Okay, let's go to another caller. See what another caller got to say. Cheryl, who we got? I'm keep getting texts. People want to talk. Who we got next?
Smooth Criminal, your mic is open.
Hey, look, man, this is the Smooth Criminal out of Chicago, man, and y'all talking on some shit that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? My man who on the track, you know, he said what he said, and he's standing on his track, you know what I'm saying, because he's a good man. You know, what somebody else say when they come to your track, you ain't got nothing to do with that. Of course, you can tell them not to come to your track. You know what I'm saying? But that's a public place for everybody to come. I mean, the man really didn't say nothing to ban nobody to come through the track. My man talking about brothers using the N-word. Look, man, I don't appreciate that word, and I'm a brother myself. So I don't, just because we use it, we shouldn't use it. That make it worse than somebody else using it because you're calling yourself that crap. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop my ass, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 51 years old, man. I'm going to believe me when I tell you that. You ain't going to call me that name, dude, to get away with that. I don't care whether you're green, yellow, pink, or whatever. Okay? That word shouldn't be used for us. It should be used for them. They use that word because they hear y'all use that damn word against yourself. That shit, that crap, man, that ain't nothing. Well, just because
you
use that make it cool.
What's your name? The Smooth Criminal,
man. They call me the Smooth Criminal, man.
Let me hit you on something that you're missing that you're not understanding, okay? This here, what we're talking about, would have never evolved if both of these races wouldn't have been on the same day. Now, I don't care if it is or not. Gene understood what was going on. I understood what was going on. He had to do what he had to do at the track. I had to do what I had to do at Dallas Raceway. But for you
True
to that. Bring that in, for you to bring that in over some races, over some events, I mean, that's way too serious, man.
I understand that, but the man said he didn't say it.
Listen, man, that's fine and that. He can say what he wants to say, but let me tell you something about me. When it comes to my board, man, I know Tony Thorne. I've been chasing Tony Thorne. His posts, his calls, his ratings, his letters, and everything. Before I even said anything to anybody, I made sure I had my facts together, man, and I knew it was Tony. And he can say what he wants to say.
Well, I'm going to say this. Look, if the man did it, look, the promoter, look, let's just put it like this. You ask yourself this. How many times has this man been on this man's board and whatever inside that track caused problems to this extent? This extent right here between y'all two, man, sounds like, you know what, all it takes is for something to ignite, and between both of y'all going to ignite the whole damn world over some stupid shit. To be honest with you, that's just crazy, man. I mean, y'all don't like each other, man. Because you don't like that dude. That dude just said he ain't got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? That's just like two gangbangers fighting because of one damn dude. We don't own none of this crap. None of it.
You know what?
None of it. You don't have to be around him. That Mark don't got to be. He don't have to be around you. Who you standing up for? Are you standing up for you or are you standing up for everybody else? Because you can't speak for me. You speaking for you, man.
Hey, but you know what? Let me tell you this, though, smooth operator. Since you say you're smooth operator, man, I don't know what you stand for in life or what your purpose is in life or what your forefathers don't stand for in life. But let me tell you something. If this shit keeps tearing on, then we ain't got to let it alone.
Okay, all I'm talking about is this. You got a problem with that man. The whole world in the grudge, the whole grudge world, they got shit to do with that man. The only man, y'all talking about that shit. Y'all two need to be in the motherfucking ring and take care of that shit. That's what you need to do. On the real, you need to take care of that with him. He needs to take care of that with you. Y'all just said y'all ain't talking to each other. Man, let's drop this shit. On the real, it's a done deal.
Man, I'm gonna say some real smooth shit to you, something that you probably don't know. You already know, then, man. You know what? It's been a lot of you back in the day. The reason why we ain't where we is now.
No, it ain't nothing to me. It ain't nowhere close to me, cuz. Because I'm the first person that's going to stand up for you, fool. You don't even know me. You don't even have a clue about who the fuck you talking to. Not one clue about who you talking to. And I'm going to tell you on the real. Okay, the real.
Can I say something? There's a difference between a promoter and a track owner, okay? And Tony, he ain't a promoter. He's a friend that helps me with my track. Tony, he goes to more races than any, and let me repeat that, any of you guys that have cars. He's got more cars, and he ain't biased to no track, to no person, nothing. He still shows up.
But they don't make it right.
I'm not gonna get away with that.
That don't make it right. If he said if it was on his board, that don't make it right just because he go every place, just because he's had more money than most people, that don't make it right. If he said it, you know what I'm saying, he should be condemned for it. You know what I'm saying? On the real, that's your friend, that's your track. If you supporting him and he's saying that he said he did it, and you saying he don't did it, that's your friend. So in reality, what you saying to everybody else that's listening right here is hearing you defend this dude. And if he said it more than once, you know what I'm saying, then you're just as worse as him. Even though you
Hey, fella, do you know me?
I'm not trying to disrespect you, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is this, P. Okay, Tony, listen, man. Obviously, this is not the first time either between you and Byron or you and some other brothers, you know what I'm saying? So there's a reason why all this bullshit is where it is.
Listen to this story. Let me tell you why all this bullshit's where it's at. We had a King of the Hill race at Yellow Belly one day. And we had to leave Yellow Belly because Byron started this same shit at Yellow Belly. The same shit. We had to load all our cars up and leave because of Byron at Yellow Belly. This ain't the first time Byron started this racial shit. I've been racing 25, 30 years. Hold on, I'm not finished talking yet. Let me finish talking right here, man. I'm talking now, not you. Now you sit over and talk when I get done.
You find one guy
at the goddamn track that I call the N-word, or you find one person at the track that I disrespected, or I ain't took my shirt off to help somebody. Then you start blaming me for something. But for Byron in my book's a piece of shit. And my understanding, he got on his radio show a while ago and said he'd hit me right in my mouth. Well, I would advise him not to do that, but let him go on. This problem is between me and Byron, and if he wants to hit me in my mouth, we can meet right there at the park. This is my problem and his problem, nobody else's problem in the racing world. But if he wants to hit me in the mouth, that boy can just jump right on and get on with it.
All right, look, check this out.
It ain't the first time I've been hit in my mouth, and I'm on here to tell there ain't nobody in the drag racing world that I've disrespected. I'm not disrespecting Byron, but I got a beef with Byron, and I ain't got no use for him no more after he been over backwards to get a race at Denton Raceway and turned around and fucked him
I have nothing to do with Denton Raceway, but going out to the race. I went out to Texas Raceway Sunday when I turned race. I go to Houston race. I go everywhere to race. I've never called nobody the N-word, and I never disrespected nobody at the fucking track. Byron wants to throw this racist shit in there to hype up his board. Why did he take that shit off his board? I don't know. I don't care. But, you know, he's got a problem with me, and he wants a fist fight. If he wants a fist fight, tell him to bring his fucking lunch.
You know what? I tell you what. When you want to do it, motherfucker.
Tracy, get your hands up. Tracy,
well, that's real intelligent.
Hey, Tony, can I ask you a question?
We're not trying to go to that. Hold on. We're not trying to go to that fight, but we're just trying to come to an understanding of those out there so we can get past it, not make it worse. Y'all let that go. Let's go to the next caller and see what they got to say.
Yeah.
I believe it was you on the table. I believe
other
table was after Gene.
Hey, can I just? I want to say one thing, man. Go on mute. It ain't got nothing to do with them. I originally came on the show, bro, because you know what? I wanted to blast an engine builder, man. You know, I'm sitting here trying to race myself just like everybody else, and I can't do something because somebody ain't sent my shit to me. You know what I'm saying? In the different state. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was originally on the Stunner show, but I couldn't get on there. You know what I'm saying? And Mississippi Joe told me to get on here, man, and just say what he got to say. You know what I mean? And I just want, you know, I was trying to get in tune with Teo, and he was supposed to get back in tune with me, you know what I'm saying, because he was able to get in touch with that dude, and I really ain't heard nothing from him yet. So in reality, you know what I'm saying, we talking about all kinds of stuff in the grudge world. We need to talk about people that you pay money already to have your motor done or to have something done in your head, you know what I'm saying, and you can't get your shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I came on for. And I didn't really want to get involved in that, you know what I'm saying, but it just went way too far, and I'm sorry. But I didn't mean upset nobody on both sides of the corner because I don't know neither one of you brothers, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to come to an agreement like everybody else. But on the real, you know, getting back to what I'm trying to go to, man, it's a dude out in California, and I'm just trying to get my shit. If anybody knows that, you get in touch with Teo, you know what I'm saying? He got my number, man. I wish he'd give me a call or what have you. And that's that, man. I'm going to go on you. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, man. Okay, Undertaker, I believe you were next, Undertaker.
Yes, sir. We were on the show.
Hold on. Undertaker, is that you?
Yeah. No, this is a full criminal.
No, you just got through talking, but Undertaker's
part of Gene.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was, like I said, you're talking to Gene, you're talking to me, brother.
Now, real quick, not you, Sharon, that caller was smart. Well, you're following Gene. Okay, well, Sharon, go to the next call, Sharon. There you go. C-Town Tony, your mic is open. How y'all doing? Hey, all right, how you doing? Man, I don't understand all this animosity. I wasn't there with this whole Batman and all that crap. There's two women that are being left out of this whole picture also. Man, I don't understand why all the racers and the fans don't understand all this animosity started when track owners, promoters, however you want to look at it, started attacking these racers. They are the ones that got it started last year. They are the ones that are killing it here by stacking them on top of each other. Now, I don't know how it happened. There are people out there saying that Batman booked his. There's people out there saying that Gene booked his. But the whole point of it is it's actually the track owners that are allowing the promoters to book these races on top of each other, and they're killing it for all the grudge racers, and we just look like a bunch of idiots talking smack like that to everybody out there. I got a bunch of fans that can't wait for my car to come out. Some of them don't want to go up to North Star. Some of them love going to North Star. You know, I can't speak for them, but the whole point of it is it's grudge race after grudge race after grudge race, track, that track. If we can't figure out how track owners can get together and work this out amongst themselves, they're only hurting their own pocketbook because grudge racers as Tony Thorne, Bud Morgan, Jackie Beaver, Galen Smith, Shoring Up Race, and I could go on, they're going to go race. We're not going around here when we bring the car out. We're going to go out of town because there's no animosity. If you go to this track or you go to that track, it's just like, well, you don't like us or you don't like them. It's just coming to bull crap how we all can't get along with grudge racers like we did last year where you could show up and you could see everybody and you could meet new faces. Now it's like you can't go anywhere or do anything because everybody is
against each other and we can't come together as Texas because, I mean, mainly this is in Texas. You don't see it on the other board. They look more professional. I mean, the bottom line is the track owners need to all go to dinner or something and figure this crap out and get it behind us so we can move on. What Batman and Tony's got going on, they need to fix themselves. It was inappropriate if it did happen, but there is a whole lot of stuff set on that board that it is inappropriate, you know, that I just don't agree with. But again, it goes back to the owners. You know, I don't know them all. I had never met Gene, but I was up there at his track. I know Cindy. You know, they need to get together and they need to figure out some stop all this double booking and race after race. I know it's money. I know we all need it. By God, hell, we all, you know, we all love the money. Damn sure. They got to stop doing this, or we just look bad in Texas altogether.
Hey, C-Town.
Yeah.
C-Town, you got a second? This is Gene over at North Star.
Yeah, Gene, I mean, I'm just saying my point, and I'm going to get off
I don't want you to get off the phone. No, that's the whole point of this whole thing is to get everything out there, okay? And like I said, Dallas Raceway closed, okay? It closed for that short time. HTI had an event there, Carlos and Mac, okay? They called me on a Wednesday, said, hey, man, I need to have a race. Is it okay to have a race? And I said, you know what? Let me call Mike because I know Mike bought the track to make sure, you know, because I know Mike. And I said, let me call Mike. You get Mike Adcock on the phone. Mike said, no, brother, it's all good, man. Have the show for him. I'm sorry. You know, so I had the show with them, okay? There's another event evidently booked on Sunday, so now that I allow somebody else to come in there, have an event at my track that I'm booking on top of somebody, okay? The deal with me and Byron, I stuck my hand out there after I bought my track, I stuck my hand out there in October. I called every track owner out there and I said, hey, y'all need to call me back. Let's work together on our schedules. You know how many phone calls I got back? Zero. Not one. I went to Texas Raceway, and I seen Cindy and I seen Gary, and I told them both, hey, here's my card. Call me so we can work this stuff out. Still no callback. Well, me as a track owner, as a brand-new track owner, you know what I got to do? I got to get a schedule out. So that's exactly what I did. I said, nobody wants to work with me. Everybody's going to bulldog me, so I'm going to get a schedule out. And that's what I did. After I got my schedule out, there was an open date on June 8th, okay? This whole deal with Byron went down because Ken and Molly tried to give that date to Atomic Dog, okay? Atomic Dog got a phone call from an individual and said, hey, what's up? You having this race on this date? I thought it was such and such. He said, they're trying to give it to me. It ain't. I don't want nothing to do with it. They're just trying to give it to me, okay? So Byron came to me and said, hey, can I have a race at your track? I said, yes, you can. I said, I'm sorry that they were doing that to you. I said, that ain't me. That ain't how I am. I always got an open house. It don't matter if it's a homeless dude on the street. Hey, man, you need a house. You need a place to stay, somewhere to take a shower, get food. That's me. That's that guy always picking up people on the side of the road, helping people out. That's what I do, okay? And then me and Byron got sideways. We did. Yes, we did. Okay, we had a little tiff, whatever. He got mad. He decided to go back to Dallas Raceway and have his race on June 8th, and it was a power struggle on I'm going to have a better race than you and I'm going to have a better race than you instead of calling me. Hold on. Let me finish this. Instead of calling me and saying, hey, you know what? I told him, I said, dude, I got King of the Hill. I freaking bring in one of the baddest grudge racers from the East Coast. I mean, this stuff just didn't happen overnight. It was worked on for a long time to try to get Little Mo here, you know, and that's all I was trying to do. All I was trying to do was do that. Why? To help Byron out on his event, okay?
Byron, let him finish. I don't think
he answered you. No. Anyways, after all that was said and done, and then it was more, all it was more of a, everybody's going to try to bash North Star to make Byron's event better. And you know what? If that's the way people need to act to do things, then so be it. They've got to live with that. You want to know why? Because I'm not going to. You don't see me out there bashing people. You know what? Somebody called me and said, Shannon, or
Byron's got an issue with you. I said, okay. I texted Byron. I tried calling him. He didn't answer, so I texted him. I said, hey, somebody's got an you got an issue with me? He said, no, I don't. I said, well, I'm just telling you, the talk show radio show said you didn't have an issue with Denton. You had an issue with me. So I addressed that. Then after that, I get a text and says, Shannon's got an issue with me. So I picked up the phone and I called Shannon. Me and Shannon talked. We talked about what the issue was. I thought we addressed it. And then there's another race that's booked on top of the same race that I'm doing. You know, another 5-0 race. And I'm just going, you know, I can't do nothing to make anything right. I stick my hand out there, and you know what? It gets bit every single time. So I just sit here as a track owner going, you know what? This is my livelihood. This is how I feed my family. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Are you still making yourself looking good? Because I'm going to tell you the truth.
It don't matter.
No. Huh? Now, I let you talk. Now, let me talk now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, let me show you something. I told you when Tracy had his, when Kicker made the mistake that told Tracy that his race was on the 8th, Kid came back and said, Byron, you know what? I'm sorry. I told him, no, call me himself. He said, Byron, I don't want that date if you haven't had that in your date. I told you out your own mouth. I said, hey, you know what? I'm gonna give Ken the chance to call me back and let me know what's going on. And you told me out your own mouth, you said, Byron, I'll leave this date open for you if you want it. But if you decide to send that to Dallas race, I will not do a race on that date.
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember any of that, what you just said. I'm gonna tell you right now. If I'm lying, I'm dying, Byron.
Okay, but let me ask you a question then, since you want to put it all out there. Did you or did you not ask me to do that when them two boys got stabbed at Dallas Raceway? Did you or did you not ask me to go talk to them boys and see what they can do by doing that to Dallas Raceway? I'm going to see if you're going to lie.
What are you talking about? Say it again, because I didn't understand you.
Byron, you said it clearly. It was hard to understand what you said.
Do you remember when them two boys had got stabbed at Dallas Raceway? Since you want to put all this out in the open, I wasn't going to say nothing to nobody about this because it was between me and you. Since you want to put the date out there, let's see. Did you or did you not tell me to go get them two boys and see what they could do about fouling on Dallas Raceway to get them close?
What did I tell you? I told you Dallas Raceway did not have – hold on. If you're going to ask me a question, let me finish, okay?
Okay.
I told you real simple. I said Ken and Molly were told to have security at that race because of the insurance companies calling me, asking me about Dallas Raceway. I said, I don't know. You need to look on the Internet, and it will tell you everything about Dallas Raceway. You need to know. So they were told to – Oh, their security, which evidently, hold on. If you see, here we go. Man, just let me finish. I mean, if you're going to ask me a question, you got to let me finish answering it.
I'm going to let you finish lying.
First of all, I ain't going to lie. There's no need for me to lie. They don't have to remember that damn lie. Anyway, so I told you, I said, yeah, they were told to have security at that event. I said, if you want, you can tell your boys to get a lawyer and sue their ass. That's exactly what I said. I didn't say.
But why would you do that, though?
Why?
Because
it's me as a track owner to protect every individual at my racetrack. That is my job. That's my job. And hey, hold on, man. Let me tell you something. The Lorena brothers were fixing a fight. You know who jumped right in the middle of them? Me. Why? Because I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. I'm not going to put up that bull crap at my race.
Well, why would you have me to go talk to some boys by doing that? That's not even your track. That's not even your business.
It's a safety issue is what it is.
Hold on. Hold on. What
does that have to do
with
anything with this topic?
What we're doing now, but just to answer that question, we did have security at the track. We had security at that track. But we're going to let that go. That's something different. Let's try to stay with what we all. Sharon,
Yeah,
I don't understand why everybody can't just go back to racing and quit worrying about everybody else's problems.
Hey,
Stan, your mic is open.
Who?
Who's
that?
512-68-512-50. Okay, I don't think Stan is paying attention. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, I ain't going to get off on that touchy subject about them, what they looking at on switchboards and all that shit, because I don't even look at them damn switchboards and who on the board. Because, hell, you never know who the hell you're talking to. They throw all the rocks they want to. I mean, I like this phone thing. I mean, because you got to be identified when you call in on this phone thing. I mean, for them throwing rocks, I don't even look at it. Because everybody who know me, I ain't number, what, 9 foot? I mean, 5'9", 175, like, all the bad shit they see about me on that, I ain't never had no body up that track come up and tell me nothing in my face. But I want to say this. I want to address a little issue with Batman. It ain't no major. It ain't nothing about that race and shit. I'm going to cover Batman back. When y'all say y'all can't hear him talking, y'all can't hear him talking because he got that pay-as-you-go phone. I'm done with it.
Tree Man, you cold, man. Okay, Sharon, go to the next caller.
214-5218, your mic is open. 214-5218, your mic is open. Okay, we got a lot of people that pressed the one button but don't know that they did. Lil Mac, your mic is open.
Hey, let me ask Gene one question.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Irby? Okay, Gene.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm gonna put it like this: tracing all the people over the world hearing this for real. You're hearing it from the horse's mouth. Gene did something that a Northern Track did, and now I can say it Northern Track did. Gene did something that North Star has never did since I've been a little kid. That was giving some black people control of his track without him overseeing them. That's never been done, it didn't. Never. I've been to Kennedale, never seen it been done in Kennedale. I've seen it been done at Dallas Raceway. So, no, this man don't have a precious bone in his body because he gave me the key to his track, which is his livelihood, and I could have tore it up. I could have destroyed it, but I didn't. HCI didn't. We took it in and we took care of it. So, no, this man ain't prejudiced. I mean, Tony, don't have an issue. Hold up, let me talk. Let me talk. Tony Thorne, he has supported HTI. I mean, I understand Tony Thorne and Byron have issues with each other. That's true. Now, all I'm telling you is leave Gene out the issue. This is HTI saying it. Leave Gene out the issue, big dog. Let Tony Thorne and Byron handle the issues, but leave Gene. This is HTI. Really, this is Mac talking. Leave Gene out of it because he gave me something that I haven't seen it done, and I'm 45 years old. I'm the first time I've ever seen black women up there, black people, pure, running that track with no overseers. It's never been done since that track was built.
Nobody said that. Nobody said Gene was president. Nobody said that.
But
nobody
said
he was president. Mac, you missed my point. No one said that he was president. And no one said that we blamed him. Yeah. All that we were saying is that Tony Thorne, if he's supposed to be someone promoting him or speak highly of that track, he need to talk to Tony Thorne about that because it's hurting him in a sense of a way. That's what we was talking about. We didn't say nothing about Gene being president. I don't think Gene president. I don't think that. I didn't tell him that he wasn't no good either. But I'm just telling you, the fact is that we was talking about Red Tony Thorne. Is he supposed to be handling or promoting that track?
Okay, hold on. Let me say one more thing. Okay, you said your point. Hold up. You my road dog. People say shit about you. They like people say shit about me. But I'm just telling you the same thing. Gene can't take up for what Tony Thorne did. And it's like people don't like you and talk shit about you. I still take up for you.
I was still like, hey, that's my boy. I know he might be in this situation, do certain things certain ways, but you can't hold that against that Dawn Star and Gene, what Tony do. That's between you and Gene, because people talk about me and you, but I'm like, shit, that's still my boy, and that's how we roll. So that's
I'm going to ask Gene something. I'm going to see if he's going to keep it real this time. Gene, when last time you talked to me, what did I test you? I said, you know what? Me and you have our problems right now, but it doesn't mean that we can't do nothing in the future. Did I not say that?
Yeah, and let me ask you, the last time I seen you, what did I do? I put my arm around you and I told you what? I love you, man. Don't think no different. I love you, man, because you want to know why? I love everybody. I don't hatred on nobody. And that's the biggest thing. Everybody, for some reason, is trying to put hatred with North Star Dragway. There ain't no hatred over here, man. All there is love and love of drag racing and want to put on the best damn show for the fans. You want to watch? Because when they come in that gate, they want to see. Hey, let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Ask Mr. Mack. Ask Mr. Mack. We rained and rained all day long. You know what? I started drying my track at 7 o'clock at night. We dried that track four times. Four freaking times I dried that track. We started racing at 10 o'clock at night. There ain't another damn owner out there that owns any track in the United States that would have did that. You want to know why? Because that's what I told them I would do. I would let them have the race, and I made sure they had their race.
Let me ask you a question, Gene, since we're on this call right here. But I know I did tell you that it's like we in the future, we have our problem right now, but in the future, we probably could work it out. Did I not say that to you?
I'm cool with everybody, Byron. It's just like when you called me and you asked me. You called me and you asked me if I got if you're banned from my track, and I said no, ain't nobody banned from my track. I don't roll that way. I don't ban anybody from my track.
I tell you what, this is what we're gonna do, then. This is what we're gonna do, cause you know I'm not going nowhere, and I know you ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do at Dallas Raceway as long as it's done, or any other tracks. You know how it is, like we're saying. So since you want to make a dream, let's kill it all right here. So next year, cause this year is already planned. Let's just all get together and see what we all can do, and we all can have fun. Cause ain't for all that bullshit. I'm trying to make peace, cause I love fighting, and I don't mind going nowhere. Do you want to agree with that?
You know what I agree with, Batman? I agree that every motor builder out there ought to bring every one of their damn cars to every one of these tracks. That's what I agree with. Every one of these motor builders ought to step up and be at every track. Why? Because that's how they make money. If you show up at a track and you dominate, and let's just say, you know, Morgan and Sons gets out there and kicks everybody's butt. Well, what happens if there's somebody in the stands that wants to get into this stuff? Hey, there's a Morgan motor. But, you know, well, now Tony, he's the only one that goes to every race. You know, if he would have said just the same thing, I ain't trying to bring that back up. Why the hell would he have went to Kennedale on Sunday? That's all I got to say, and I'll just let it go at that.
Okay, well, that comes in the next call. We got some other hands waiting to talk, Sharon. I want to give everybody a fair shake and chance to talk, so let's hear from who we got next.
214-3269. Reggie, your mic is open.
Hey, I think Batman and Tony need to try to see if they can work this thing out, because that June 8th or whatever done already passed, and Gene shouldn't have nothing to do with what they got going on. And Tony said he didn't make these statements or whatever. Somebody hacked him. He got to be given the benefit of doubt, because can't nobody prove otherwise. So really, this is beating a dead horse, going back and forth with who said what and who done what. The point is moving forward and try to make things happen. Just like Batman said just then, the following year, trying to do something together. That sounds like a foot in the right direction. That's all I gotta say.
That's what we do, man. We did it last year and year before. We try to get together at the end of the year and try to get everybody's dates. And like you say, we just got to get on board and try to. Everybody pretty much know where their dates are now. A lot of time they follow suit during the next year, but that's the start. And if everybody can agree together, that's one thing that will help. and people try to stay true to the best we can. But, hey, we're going to go online. We got some other people who want to talk. And like I said, I want to give them a chance to talk. Cheryl, who we got?
Butler Boys, your mic is open. Butler, your mic is open. Phil, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
Oh, ain't nothing. You know, I was just listening to yourself. Yeah, I was listening to what happened. But I think we all just ought to get along. But really and truly, I don't know the guy from Denton. Denton got a bad reputation, but I know he got a new owner now. But they fucked all over me back in the day. Denton did. I used to run ProMart. They come to me one night in Kennedale. He sent a guy over there, a black guy. I don't know his name. He sent him over there to tell me that they're going to give away $50,000 at the end of the year for the ones that win the points thing. So I went down there all year long. I missed one of my uncle's funeral behind there trying to get points, and they fucked over me. At the end of the year, they let everybody else jump in there and start racing at the same time. And they ain't give away no $50,000. They ain't did shit, you know. It was all a bunch of bullshit. All a bunch of bullshit. You know, that's all I got to say, man.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that happened. You feel you told me that story, but Gene, like I said, Gene's a new track on.
You're right. I don't know nothing about Gene. I don't know about his operation now. I'm just saying they got a bad reputation now. They got a bad reputation.
Man.
Whoever gets the
you
track,
call me.
They got to clear their reputation up. So that's a bad reputation on that track, and that's the honest truth, man.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to do everything we can to make it right. It used to be a bracket track. Now it ain't no more.
Would have got it on that track back in the day, he wasn't shit. But I don't know about you. But he wasn't shit.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee it. I'm only as good as my word, man. You come to my track, you get taken care of.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here, man. You know, Tony Thorne ain't really stepping up to the plate behind this here, you know, and that's really making your track look bad. If you're a promoter for your track, Tony Thorne ain't stepping up to the plate.
He's on the phone, and he got up there and he told everybody what.
Hey, really and truly,
I think he said it.
Can you hear me?
I think he said it. Well, everybody's got the right to their own opinion.
I think he said it.
Hey, let me just say this. I mean, it's real simple. We all got to get along. We all racers. We all love drag racing. It's just that simple. We all love drag racing. We all at the same tracks. We all going to have to see each other. You know what? We all got to get along. So, to me, yes, sir.
Can I ask a question? You still haven't answered my question. I asked you, since this year is gone, you got yours, David said it, and everybody else do. Can we work together on great next year? Because he didn't have the person yet.
Byron, we're just going to have to sit down and talk.
We got to talk
before we can walk. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of freaking water that was stirred up that's got to get smoothed out before anything can happen. I mean, we can't just go right back into, you know, you can't just, there's a lot of things that need to happen. A lot of people need to talk, a lot of stuff that needs to get simpled out. Man, I ain't never damn talked so damn much than tonight. Man, y'all got my throat hurting.
You need to.
I'm asking you again, but you still didn't answer the question. I asked you, next year, since you know everybody got the annual date and you coming in too just as well, that's what I'm asking you.
Am I going to book a race on June 8th next year?
I'll ask
to copy
you
the same
man.
Date that I had, or what? Are you talking about you having a race at my track next year at this date?
No, I'm talking about all tracks, man. I don't talk for myself. I'm talking about all tracks, man. I'm saying that you said you want to get along with that fine and then I have a problem with that. But I don't mind coming anywhere to race, man. And it's not the races. It's not about me. It's not the races, man. But what I'm asking you is this, next year, can we all get along and get on the calendar? Everybody got their date so all these racers can race and have fun. That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yeah, my phone is on my website. And I don't hide my phone. I talk to everybody.
I just said
we got a long day. I'm gonna cut you off, but we got internet callers on here. We thank you for coming on the internet. We're gonna lose you. We're gonna stay on a little while longer. If you're on the phone, stay on here, and we're gonna talk a little more. But if you're on the internet, we will be losing you probably within the next 15 or 20 seconds. So we appreciate you joining in. So see us next week. So hey, go ahead on, Sharon. We got another caller, Sharon. You can go to the line. You got another caller, Sharon.
Tracy, we don't have any more hands up. I did have to close a few mics. There was some background noise, so I had to close a few mics. So somebody whose hand was open or hand was up is trying to talk, just press the one button, take your hand down, and get back up.
Am I still on the mic?
Yeah, you still open.
Yeah, Tony, you're still live.
The clear that guy's question about, you know, me getting on here and not clarifying, you know, clarifying, taking up for Denton or trying to clear this up, I thought I did. I'm not a promoter. I promote no races. I support all racetracks. And anything that I do in life or y'all think I did in life, that's my problem. It's no tracks problem. I talk bad about every track down here in Dallas. And I always have, and I always will, because you can't make a racer happy. And if y'all are thinking that there's no way in fashion that y'all should take anything that I do in life out on any racetrack, Gene, Texas Raceway, Houston, or anybody, the only thing I suggest y'all do is grab the other lane, get off this radio, and start racing somebody, because there ain't nobody racing nobody except me.
Well, we want to congratulate you on your win. I got Butter Boys on the end of the season, so you got him, so I know that race is going to happen again. So,
Butter Boys are the best guys in grass racing in Texas.
Yeah, they've definitely been bringing action, so he got away. He did have his hand. I got his hand. Now, Butter Boys, go ahead.
Tracy, I don't think they're paying attention.
Oh, he's doing something. Okay, he's on there, though. Okay, well, man, I think me personally, and that's just my opinion, I think a lot of things being said tonight that hopefully we can move forward.
Hey, Tracy.
Oh,
let that person go. Let them go ahead. Go ahead and get the person on.
Okay, somebody else has said something. I'm not sure who
Tracy.
That was.
Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. That's Tracy.
Tony, let me ask you this. You say everybody else needs to start racing. You think it's everybody, you think it's everybody's fault that ain't nobody racing?
Well, I just think it's probably got to do with all this drama and drag racing because everybody's going to these grudge races and there's not no grudge races really happening. I mean, yeah, people are getting frustrated and, you know, tracks are booking on top of tracks and just, you know, you read all this advertisement that all these grudge races are going to happen and they don't happen. I mean, yeah, I think there's a bunch of that starts a bunch of drama and just gets more and more out of control. There really hasn't been any grudge racing this year that I maybe one or two that I didn't do.
Okay. What I'm saying is this is the point I'm trying to make. It ain't cause of the fact that you got some people that don't like the race. I like the race. Then you got some people who do like the race, like you like the race, the Butler Boys like the race. But how about us racers that don't nobody really want to race? I mean, the only person I've been racing this year is Birdman. Why? Because Birdman loves to race and I love to race. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't, you know, everybody's fault that we ain't getting no fucking races. It's just like in the next 2-3 weeks when we go up there or wherever the fuck we going, I'm going to race down there because of my class that want to race. Because I don't give a damn about winning or losing. I just like to race.
I know that you've been racing Birdman, and we thank you for being racing Birdman. I mean, I don't know of any cars really in Texas that's in your class, really. Except Atomic Dog.
And I'm out of money. I'm trying to get some. So if anybody out there want to help Atomic Dog, get the rocking ham. I want to help support Atomic Dog.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. Every time Batman had a race, I took him at least 3 races to his track.
No one denying that, Tony. Ain't no one denying that. But I also supported you, too. Who gave you the grudge war last year? Who came over to your shop and gave it last year to you?
You did. You
okay,
did.
Okay, then. So, what, you think I got a problem with you? Only problem I got with you, Tony, I wish you just reached the table and called me. Even if you didn't do it, Tony, you could have called me. Man, we could have been friends for 25 years, man. We done lost more than $10,000 to $20,000 on the street. People don't even know that.
Hold on, man. The real big problem I got with you right now, Batman, is I've been over backwards to get you in a Benton. I've been over backwards, moved you in front of people. Let me finish here.
That's up on the water, man. We through with that. Yeah, all I'm asking you is, dog. All you had to do was just say, look,
Byron.
All you had to say, Byron. I didn't say that. I wouldn't even ever went that, man. That's what I'm saying. It's very simple.
Byron.
Very simple.
I'm done with it. I don't represent Benton. I mean, Gene's a friend of mine. I got Gene to get you in up here to do announcing and all that. I got you, you know, I know all about this eighth race. I know everything, every exact opinion about it. And some of the stuff you said was true, and most of the stuff Gene said was true. It all got mixed up. You ended up back at Dallas Raceway because you got a little upset one night, and I called you on the phone and told you not to jump off the bridge before it's time.
But what did you do it then, Tony? You jumped off before I did.
Remember, I called you on the phone and told you Gene took care of that matter.
Listen, me and Gene just talked. We already said next year we all going to get along, try to get our dates together so we're all ready.
That's all we need to do. All these racetracks need to stop booking on top of each other.
I don't want no problem with nobody. All I want to do is race, man. That's all I want to do is get along. Because it's not about us. It's about our races, man. And I'm going to stand up for the race. I always have, man. Tony, you know that I always stand up for you. You know ain't going to about a lot on you. You know that. I ain't trying to stand no corners, man. But we just need to go forward, man. Yeah, we out. This is out the way. We going
well,
forward next year.
I just, man, I just wish
okay,
that we could all
yeah,
go, I just wish that we could all go racing and race. That's all I wish, man.
I didn't want
to get on this radio show tonight and make people more madder, more happier. What? I mean, I'm a racer. What can I say? Y'all take out what I do on Denton or Kennedale, whoever, and that's wrong. That's wrong.
But, Tony, you're a big part of this racing. That's why I couldn't believe it. Because I know you're a big part of this racing, man. And that's why I couldn't believe it. Well,
Hold on, Tony. It's a good thing that you came on. At least it showed that you came on and you spoke, so we're glad you came on. But let's go to some other calls before we get out here. We got a few more hands up, Sharon.
Go back to racing.
A place to talk. So go ahead on the next call. Got some hands up.
Okay, Tracy. We do have a couple of hands up. But, Tony, before you drop off, there is one thing that I want to ask you. I know you said that you didn't put that post on Facebook, but I think one thing that kind of bothers some people, and I know when I read it, it offended me because, you know, not only the N-word being used, but, you know, there were some things that were very stereotypical that were, you know, in that post, and it kind of lumped all black people, you know, in one thing, and as a black woman, it offended me. And if somebody hacked my Facebook account and put something very derogatory on that account, I would come back and apologize to those who saw it. And I think that's what's kind of getting the people. I don't know about, you know, I know Batman has his own issues, is that, you know, that you defended the fact that, hey, you are who you are, you didn't do that, but I'm just asking you, do you feel that you should at least, you know, since you said you didn't do it, that you should at least apologize to those who may have possibly been offended by it, you know, that the post got there and it got out? Just a question.
I apologize to, I don't know, at least 50 people at Denton Saturday night. And I apologize to anybody that got offended about that post. And I apologize for anything that post caused.
That's all you can do is apologize regardless of what happened, said or not said.
people want to hear you come on here and say exactly what you said. But, man, look, we got some more hands up, so I want them people to get to say something. So, Sharon, get the next call.
DJ Manhouse, your mic is open.
Thank you guys for letting me come on. Tommy Dahl, hey, how you doing? Sharon, what's going on? Tony,
right.
Got a chance to meet you, man. I was the one that shot the deal for you and Butler Boy, and it was shot that way for a particular reason because I was told to do it that way. I wasn't trying to be mean to nobody, but when you get paid to do something, you got to do it the way they ask you to do it. Secondly, we got another gentleman over here. We call him Mr. Amsoil. His name is Elvis Collins. He may still be on the line. We had a very big line over here because we weren't able to get in the show. But, Tony, I want to say this to you as a man, from one man to another. I really respect you because you were man enough to come over and say you apologize to anybody that they may have offended. I don't know you personally. I'm not from Texas. First time I ever seen you in my life was when you raced Cliff from Butler Boys. And, you know, great car, nice car, very nice race. It was a very interesting race. I heard you a real serious force in the race business. And I just want to continue to do what I do and, you know, film people like you, film people like Butler Boy, film people like Batman, everybody that's in the game. But at the end of the day, I use that word a lot. Tonight has taught me a lesson. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I'm lost for words, but I use the word a lot amongst my people, you know, people I feel comfortable around. And I have to stop using that word because I've learned something tonight, and I'm very humbled by it. And thank you, Atomic Dog, for having a show like this. But like Sharon said, those words do run deep when someone else said. It may sound like the most weirdest thing that you have ever heard people talk about. Because somebody else amongst our race can call us this, and it's no big deal. As soon as somebody else outside of race calls us that, then it's hell. It's hell to pay. And this grudge racist stuff, it ain't going to never, never, never end. It ain't going to never end. As long as somebody see you in the wet box with the finish line, it ain't going to never end. If anything, it's going to get bigger and better. Why don't we take this opportunity right now to structure the future? We may not have to like each other. That's what grudge is all about. I don't like him. I don't like his car. I don't like him. Take it to the race. I'll see you in the wet box at the finish line. That's what this drag racing, grudge racing thing should be all about. I don't know if you said it. I honestly don't care if you said it or not. But it's one of those type of things that, you know, really get up under people's skin, and it hurts. It really, 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 really hurts. And I'm going to tell you something that hurts the most. When you're friends with somebody or who you think you're friends with, and they may be of a different culture, and that word come up, it's very offensive. It's very offensive. That's all I got to say.
Okay, man, we appreciate you for saying that.
Forrest, your mic is open. Forrest, your mic is open.
Hold on, Forrest, can wait. I don't want to hold people.
Forrest, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Tony Thorne talking about wanting about the race, man. I tried to race him a couple of times, man. He said he don't pay forfeit. He wouldn't even show up to a race. I don't try. Every time
talking?
I go to the track,
who's
I try
talking?
To race somebody.
Who's
this
talking?
Horse. This horse.
That's Vatican.
You paid the forfeit a couple weeks
horse,
ago.
I couldn't make it. I paid you punk out money.
Yeah, I know. But you say ain't nobody trying to race, man. Every time I go to the track, I try to race. Tracy know that. I don't try to run tree, man.
I haven't seen that out of you. I don't really know that good. I know you do a lot of advertising, a lot of promoting, and a lot of pictures of your car and never raced.
I don't do no promoting, man. I don't do no promotion. I go to everybody's race.
But I definitely do want to race you.
Yeah. Now, I got some. I'm going to run you with a Mustang, though. It's coming. I'm going to come to Dallas to run you.
You ain't got to come, Dallas. I'll come to Houston.
Y'all, Dallas cars won't come to Houston for some reason or another. We've been trying to get you Dallas cars
to come
here.
I come to Houston every time I can.
You came to Houston one time with your black car when you run double.
No, I've been there three times.
Yeah. I've been a daddy five times this year.
I ran Hillbilly down there once. And I ran old Butler down there once, and I was down there a year before that.
Yeah, but I mean, you one car come to, from Dallas to Houston. I mean, we go to Dallas all the time. Nobody comes here. I mean, I'm tired of going to Dallas. I done been every
trip. Thank you for answering that question for me.
Yeah.
Just like I said, there ain't nobody racing. There's a lot of drama going on.
I was Dallas last week. I was Dallas at Tracer Race. I was Dallas at Mac Race, at Batman Race. At Kennedy,
hey,
I've been to Denton twice this year. You can't say nobody don't try to race, man. I mean, you can't even say that. I mean, people have problems with their car, man. If their car breaks, me and Treatman supposed to ran a couple of times. His car broke. I think my car broke one time. I run Arrow one time. His car broke. I mean, I go racing. People go racing. If something happened to their car, something happened. Just like something happened when you had to pay park out. You couldn't make it. So you can't say people don't race.
I understand that.
Yeah. You can't just say nobody don't race. I mean,
Tommy Dog, I want to say one more thing to everybody on the channel because this is very important, and I'm going to be out of here. I like listening to you all, but I want to say one more thing that's very important. I work on computers every day. And it's very unlikely somebody hacked this account. It's possible. It's very possible. But it's unlikely. Most people go to the internet. I'm not going to say most people. A lot of people go to the internet, and they use their credit card to make payments, check the balance, and this and that, such and so on and so on. However, sometimes some folks don't log out. They don't log out. And then when they get on social medias and stuff like that, that's how the hackers get in because that's what they're looking for. They want to look and see what kind of activity you have been doing. So this is for everybody out there, whether you're on a so-called smartphone, because those smartphones ain't so smart, an iPhone, any kind of Mac computer, any kind of PC is compromisable. Just got to know what to do. At any time that you're on your computer at work,
hey, man, let me ask you one question, man. And you know, I know you're smart, intelligent guy. Let me say something to Tony, man, because I'm really trying to steal this, man.
I'm going to be real quick. This is important, man. This is really important, man. Please. This is really important. This is for everybody. I don't race, man. I'm not a racist. It's not what I'm about. I'm into ITs and SAP and computers and things on that nature and video. Please log out of your account. Don't walk away from your computer while you're at work because somebody who is close to you shared that you may have animosity with somebody else and you step away from your computer for 1 second, they can do you in like that. You see all this trauma and all this, I mean, it was real traumatic. That word got through Houston, Texas like wildfire, fire. Everybody knew about it. And it moves all on Facebook or whatever, but the point is this, though, guys, please, it's very important. Don't ever walk away from your computer while it's still online, while you're logged in. Log out. That's how people get robbed. You don't want, I mean, we can't afford to lose someone in this economic ruin right now. And I'm just saying that to say that, man, anytime y'all on a computer and you walk away from it, your iPhone, whatever, log out. That's all I got to say. Now, you can go ahead and say what you got to say, Batman.
All right, man. And hey, that's all we're going to say before we go to final comment.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, Tony? Listen, man. Man, you've been friends a long time, man. And all that I ask you to do. Because I respect you as a man. I know you respect me, man. We've been racing for 25 years. We're some of the pioneers that's been around here who helped start this grudge shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But for me not to hear from you, that would hurt me the most, man, because I'm like, I can't believe Tony did this, man. You know what I'm saying? If you just going to talk to me, Tony, and say, B, don't believe that bullshit, I would have said, you know what? You said, all right. Somebody did that shit. And it will never went that far, Tony. I guarantee you one thing I'm going to do, man. I'm going to defuse something because I call you as a friend of mine. I'm going to make sure that you understand, man, that I didn't do that, man. You understand what I'm saying? And let me show you something. We're going to race, and we're going to continue racing because there's a lot of guys over there I want to race in your camp, and I'm pretty sure they want to race me. Only way we're going to get going with this, we got to be all right with each other. We got to respect each other. If you don't like me, together, man, and keep doing this as a girls thing. And that's what it's about, man. Because like I told you once again, man, I've been knowing you too long, man. You know what I'm saying? For me, for you not to hear me, not to hear from you, man. Man, you talk on the phone late night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Do we or do we not?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. I asked, well, just you could just call me, and I was like, man, I wouldn't even trip out on that, man. Because I know there's a lot of people that is the haters of you, and I got a gang on. But what they ain't gonna do, I ain't gonna let nobody make my mind up for Tony, but Tony.
Okay, we can get past that. Go and get that one hand before we get out of here. We're going to go to the final comment. Get that one hand. We're going to get out of here. Y'all can work that out and call each other talking. Like you say, at the end of the day, we can all be in the same track, and it's about trying to make a race, and we're going to race each other. But let the last man say what he got to say.
214-5218, your mic is open. 214-5218, you said you had something to say. Your mic is open.
They're not saying that.
Go ahead.
Okay. We can go ahead with final comments then, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead with final comments. We're
going to
get out
of here.
Let's go with final comments.
Horace,
your final comment.
I got one thing to say about old Batman. Old Batman was stood up for you, old Tony, when you can't ever get raised. He said, Tony's going to pay punk out money. He said, he's going to be here. I mean, if that ain't your friend, I don't know who
is. I can't believe I didn't pay a punk. I paid that punk out money.
I mean,
I didn't have no choice.
I mean, that man stood up.
I don't drive that car, and my driver couldn't be there.
Oh, I'm just saying the man stood up for you though. So I thought that was your friend. So
I'll call Batman and work this out with him.
That's good. Okay.
Tony.
Yeah. Hello.
Somebody was calling Tony's name.
Go ahead, Tony.
Tony from C-Town.
Go ahead,
Tony.
What's going on, Tony?
You want to lock some stuff in for Sunday for the 5-0? Everybody's just talking about all that shit. Let's just do something for drag racing. You say get the other lane. We'll do the 5-0 for now if you want to. Sunday at Kennedale, we'll run you. We got to run Grim Reaper at 8:30.
Yeah, we do something.
I have one
of these cars that can run you.
You want to just get together out there?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. And it worked.
DJ Manhattan.
That worked.
DJ Manhattan, final comment.
My last comment is this, man. I'm glad. I'm very excited. I'm glad that Tony came over and stood up, defending himself. I'm glad that Tommy Dollar had a show like this. But my man, Batman, you my man, dude. We've had our differences, too. So when we have shows like this, your brother, you're going to have to let somebody get a word in edgewise. I know you're passionate about
I don't know.
You're passionate about your stuff, man. I mean, too. I like to talk, too, man. I'm very passionate about my stuff. But, bro, it could have really ignited. But I'm glad you were smart enough to ground yourself to let that man speak, man. He has a right to defend himself. He has a right to, even I don't even know the guy from North Star Raceway. I congratulate him too for coming in and standing up and saying, hey, this is not what we do. We don't condone that. Man, that means a lot to this community. It means a lot to the race. Well, I guarantee you, I ain't the only one listening to this. We're talking about from Canada all the way on back to Mexico. I guarantee it's a whole bunch of people listening to this. And you gained some points tonight, Tony. You gained a lot of points tonight, brother. And you got your respect back, I believe. That's all I got to say. Thank you, Tommy Dog. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, man. I got one call getting a text. He didn't get anywhere to go. Brother Boy wants to say something. Hey, brother, go ahead.
Brother Boy's dropped off, Tracy.
He must be on a different number. He just texted me saying he wants to say something.
If he wants to say something, I need to know whose phone he's on.
Brother Boy, you trying to say something, push the one button. If your hand was up. Push it and take it out and push it again. And tell them we're going to go to the next caller, final comment, trying to get in, brother boy, push the button again.
Okay, C-Town Tony, you're my final comment.
Let's just get back to that, Grayson. That's it.
Okay.
Brad Cop, your final comment.
Yeah, my mic is open.
Yes.
Hello?
Your
mic is open.
Oh, okay. Hey, say, I just want to appreciate Mac for coming on and clarifying North Star, and as somebody I do have a lot of respect for, and I do appreciate Gene coming on and clarifying something, and I'm definitely appreciate Tony, someone that I've grown to respect in the grudge game, to come on and clarify some things, and I thank you, Tony, for me, Tracy, for having this talk show. That's my final comment.
All right, man. Like
Undertaker, final comment.
Everybody just keep doing what they're doing, promoting these. Batman, you need to get you a better phone, homie. Can't nobody understand nothing you're saying when you're screaming at the top of your lungs, buddy.
Bushnell, final comment.
Hey, man, I hope y'all settle y'all differences, man, between, what was said. You know, we going to still grow, we going to still race. You know, all of us like this. I mean, y'all, it's not going nowhere. And Phillip, let me tell you something about North Star up there. That dude, Gene, I've been around racing pretty much until I was 13 years old. And I used to sneak to get in the goddamn racetrack, man. That Gene dude on that North Star track, man, going to meet no guy no better than that guy there, man. That guy there will race till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. He would drive tracks up. He would do whatever, man. He's just like he just want to see people. He just want to see everybody over there, man. I'm just giving a shout out. That's goals for everybody out there, man. Y'all, we just going to keep on racing, man.
Appreciate it, man. Next call.
Okay. Batman, your final comment. 2 minutes, no more.
What thing I can say, I'm going to say this. Me and Tony been friends for a long time, and sometimes all you have to do is say something to change the whole difference in everything that you do, man. And like I said once again, me and Gene, once again, I told him in the future, we probably will do something. And I've never had nothing against a man. But I know as a man, I'm going to respect him. As a person, I'm going to respect him. I just want the same thing for everybody. So one thing I am about is about these races, man. And you're right. I'm very passionate about this. I've been doing it for a long time, man. I don't do what I do just because, man. I do it because we all a family in this, man. And we're going to keep continuing doing it. We got to do it now and keep on going and do that there, race.
Okay,
Gene,
man.
Final comment.
All I want to say is the reason I bought this track is because I seen how all the track owners treat everybody. And I don't like that. I don't like not being able to go to a track and not talking to the owner. That's like acting like your pants are better than somebody else's pants. Ain't nobody's pants better than anybody else's pants. This hatred, that crap's got to stop, man. We got to lift each other up. We don't need to take each other down. We got to lift each other up. And until that starts happening, this grudge game ain't going to be what it needs to be. It, because it can be what the East Coast has got. I can guarantee you that. That's as simple as just getting along, man. Because we all got a passion for drag racing. I got a passion for racing, man. I got a passion for people. I like just talking to people, having a good time. And this motor camp stuff, man, that's got to stop. Everybody got to race at every track. You can't be just saying, we ain't racing over there. You can't race over there. To me, that's just that's crap. You got to stop with it, man. Because you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. You ain't hurting me. Because people are going to come to my track. Racers are going to come to my track. You want to know why? Because they know they're going to get the best track, the best prep, the best possible everything that you can get. And they're going to get an owner that you can talk to. And damn good hamburger, too. But I'm just saying, it's all I got to say, man. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Sharon. Y'all do a lot for the game, and it is appreciated by me. I can tell you that much.
Well, I hope you let me come over and film at your track without me having a problem. This madhouse, I'm going to represent H&P, Houston Motorsport Race Park. And I hope you let me in Dallas North Star Racing Track to do my thing to represent Birdman, Tree Man, Alley Cat, anybody out of Houston, Texas is what I want to represent because that's where I'm out of. I'm out of Houston, Texas. I want to come to your track with my camera. Go check me out on YouTube. It's YouTube
/ DJ Madhouse, spelled DEJYMADHOUSC. All the videos over there. I would love to come to your track, shoot that track, interview you, interview Tony, interview anybody who's winning or losing, anybody who's grudge racing, anybody racing. If you allow me to come there, I would love to come there.
Man, I let everybody come here. Ask Dean. Heck, Dean called, asked if he can come up. He came up. Man, we had a good time. I mean, it's like I said, it's all about racing. Only thing I ask is that you get with my lead guy that does all my photography, Chris Graves, Max Cackle Photography, and get with him. That way you can get a media pass. Because if I don't control that, man, everybody in the world wants to be on that starting line and be on the up against the guardrail and just in everybody's way, man. I take care of everybody.
What I'm going to do is go to your website and register for your website, and you'll see me there. So anytime I'm around that way, I'll let you know.
Like I said, man, it's all good. Just do me a favor and get a hold of Chris Graves because he sort of handles that. Because, man, I got so much stuff going on. He pretty much takes care of that. And as long as you get with him, he'll take care of you. Now, if you show up that day, I can't promise you that he won't, that he, you know, you'll be taken care of. But if you get a hold of him, you know, before you show up, he'll take care of you.
Well, I appreciate knowing that, and I'm definitely going to do that because I like to represent my people out of Houston. And I got a lot of Cliff from Butler Boys. I represent anybody out of Houston. Well, I represent anybody in the game, but mostly Houston, Texas, because these are my, you know, my people down here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, appreciate that, man.
Well, Mac, your final comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching the game. Whatever Gene said, I agree with it. I mean, it's all help each other out, dog, because, like I told y'all before, don't burn your bridge because you don't know when you got to come back over that bridge again. That's my final comment.
All right, Mac. Appreciate it.
It's on you, Tracy.
Okay, Mac, once again, man, I can tell you, I knew that this show was going to go probably where it went, but me, my personal opinion, all in all, things came out, people said what they say, but at the end of the day, everybody understand and respect the fact that we going to race. We got to try to get along in some form or fashion. We may not always be buddies, but we going to race and try to bring action. So, hey, it was important to talk about this topic tonight. My opinion, and a lot of people who call me, and I appreciate everybody that came on, and everybody that spoke. At the end of the day, I think one of the very big steps is when Tony finally came on and apologized to the folks about the post itself. So, all in all, he said at the beginning, he said he wouldn't talk to Batman. Hey, as things went on, he leveled up, he thought about it. He said he would call Batman and would talk. Man, that's what it's all about, man, getting past these differences and trying to make races. And we got to continue doing what we do, continue to make action. Don't y'all forget, Rockingham is coming up. Big race, get ready. It's going to go down. We thank everybody for tuning in. If you have a topic or something you want to discuss, let's try to keep it positive. Let's try to make it by making action. Let's try to make it by going down on somebody with a race car. Hey, and let's do what we do and work on the drag racing. And
it's
in, man.
Our Christmas time.
See y'all next week on the Grudge Inc. Martha Atomic Dog Show. Good night, everybody.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Leg, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, the Edge.
Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.